This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He started shooting while they were praying.
Little kids who start screaming, there's a gunfire going on.
At a Sikh temple in Wisconsin, by the time that gunman was shot and killed by police, he'd murdered six people, critically injured three more.
Described as a bald white man about 6 foot tall, reportedly said nothing but just began shooting once he stepped inside of the temple.
Fox's Steve Brown in Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
He's in his 40s and a U.S. Army veteran. We expect to hear or hope to hear a lot more and perhaps an identity reveal of who this shooter was and an idea of what might have motivated him.
That man's duplex now being investigated. A spokesman for Syria's anti-government rebels says four of President Assad's cabinet members have defected, including the prime minister. That has been confirmed by Jordan. NASA is all pumped up.
If anybody has been harboring doubts about the status of U.S. leadership in space.
And White House advisor John Holdren says they should consider Curiosity.
It's sitting on the surface of Mars right now, and it should certainly put any such doubts to rest.
That rover looking for signs of life on Mars landed early this morning, already sending back images of the planet. Yesterday's NASCAR race cut short by a storm that sent fans running for cover. A lightning strike killed one person. No one can beat Bolt. The world's fastest man takes Olympic gold. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in London.
Usain Bolt dominating that 100-meter sprint with an Olympic record of 9.63 and a gold for American Sanya Richards-Ross in the women's 400 meters, while host nation Great Britain doing well in tennis. It was gold, not tears, for Andy Murray, who beat the world number one Roger Federer at Wimbledon.
Probably it's the biggest win in my career, that's for sure. In terms of where I played, it's definitely up there with one of my best performances.
And a gold for the Williams sisters in the tennis doubles, while American sweetheart gymnast Gabby Douglas hoping for gold on beam and bars later. Dave?
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we have before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Thank you, Brazos Valley families, for voting UPA's Dr. Terry Tomlin favorite pediatrician in this year's Eagle Reader's Choice Awards. Like all the specialists at UPA, Dr. Tomlin is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This means the award-winning physicians of UPA have met rigorous standards for continuing medical education and have made a lifelong commitment to the health and well-being of our most precious resource. To learn more, click on upadocs.com and like us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
WTAW News Time, 6:06. It is 75 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today in the upper 90s. The heat index anywhere from 103 to 108. Going to be a hot day out there. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Bryan woman is dead in a bizarre accident on Highway 21 east of Bryan Sunday. 33-year-old Tracy Louise White was riding with her husband when a piece of angle iron came off another vehicle and went through the windshield of their pickup. White was hit and later died at St. Joseph Bryan. Her husband was not hurt. Authorities do not have a description of the other vehicle. The city of College Station will have another reduction in its workforce.
City Manager David Neely sent out a message to employees yesterday that alerted them that there are 10 positions that will not be funded in the FY 2013 budget.
The city's Jay Sokol says the net impact on people is not known because some employees will retire and others will transfer. A copy of the city manager's email and the positions recommended not to be filled in next year's budget are on our website with this story at WTAW.com. It's been nearly 2 years since a woman was kidnapped from the College Station Walmart and stabbed to death. The capital murder trial of the accused, 44-year-old Stanley Robertson, has been postponed indefinitely. Jury selection was scheduled to start September 10th, but a continuance was approved at the request of both of Robertson's defense lawyers due to health issues, among other things. One of the defenders has scheduled open heart surgery, and another is with his daughter, who's being treated for cancer. It will mark the fourth trial setting in this case. Texas A&M and Prairie View A&M Universities will share $100 million over the next 3 years to recruit more researchers. Chancellor John Sharp's proposal was approved by the Board of Regents at last week's meeting.
We have a lady that we hope to lure to Houston that has, you know, regrown a mouse's heart from tissue. All kinds of potential out there that we're hearing from different professors and department heads within A&M that we think with this amount of money we're going to be able to really take a bunch of outstanding, game-changing researchers away from other universities.
Committees appointed by Sharp and A&M President Bowen Lofton will decide who to recruit. All three of this November's Bryan City Council elections involve contested races. The latest filing involves the upcoming vacancy in single-member District 3. Greg Owens, who filed Friday, will face Steve Ramirez. Chuck Condola, who will vacate that seat following the election because he's moved, is running for the at-large position against former Mayor Lloyd Joyce. And in the 5th District, incumbent Art Hughes is opposed by Craig Regan. The filing deadline is August 20th. Brazos County Health Department officials expected a human case of West Nile virus sooner than later. Dr. Charles Williams says the first one was reported late last week.
That individual supposedly is doing well and is on the road to recovery. And really, remember, it's only those individuals that are tested for West Nile virus that we know are positive. If we have one person that we know is positive, and we know that a large number of people are asymptomatic with it, you know, we know that within Brazos County, we most likely have a number of people that have West Nile virus. They're just not having a significant infection with it.
Despite the recent hot and dry conditions, William says the mosquito population continues to rise, as do the number of mosquitoes with the virus. A reminder of preventative measures is available on our website, WTAW.com. And getting a new vehicle means getting license plates with a new design. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says the new black and white tags will resolve several problems with the old multicolored plates.
This design was just very high visibility, very clear and concise numbering. The numbers are larger. The numbering series is easier to read and remember. Instead of the letters and numbers being mixed together, it's letters then numbers.
Rowe says you can replace your existing car tags with the new design for $7. The new plates for light trucks won't be available until later this year. A picture of the new plate is available on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 610, 75 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by MSC Opus. We'll take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at MSCOpus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Hey, good morning. It's 611. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-WAY.
Today we'll see some sun. We'll also see some passing cloudiness, and those clouds could result in an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures are going to have tendency to be 95 to 100 today. It becomes partly cloudy later tonight, and it should be 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 75 to 80. And some sun, maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday, 100. Looking ahead to Thursday, we're going to be partly sunny as well, still around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, they start the second week of the Olympics, or they did yesterday. There will be one Aggie competing for a medal today. That'll be in the 400. His name is Demetrius Pinder. It was a great weekend for the Brits. My goodness, eight gold medals, one Saturday and Sunday. We'll talk about that. And high school football practice starts today for most of the schools in the area. All that and more coming up in sports.
I thought there was something in the Gulf that was going to bring us torrential rains, and we were all going to be up to our earlobes by Thursday. Did that not happen?
I don't know. It has a name. What's its name?
A name. I like it. What's it? That'd be good.
There's a name for this hurricane-y.
There normally is a name for these things.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
So
I'm no meteorologist.
No. Don't even play one on the radio.
No. No, don't know a thing about meteors.
Oh, well, let's see. But I got a little shower at the house there yesterday.
It rained in my house, too.
About 7 or 8 minutes, I guess.
Really?
Pretty good one.
Yeah. I didn't even see it rain, but I went outside, and there were drops on the cars, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was a matter of the humidity was getting too low.
Uh-huh.
Needed to go ahead and pump it up again a little bit. But anyhow, every bit of water from heaven helps. There's no doubt about that.
Well, and that way we can get those nice heat index readings of 103 to 108 today.
Yeah.
What we always like.
The sauna readings.
Yeah, what we always like. Oh, let me see. I had a great story to start the show with this morning.
Oh, and to start the week.
Yeah, the week.
It's a week starting story.
Yeah,
did the show sneak up on you? Is that what
happened? No, it really didn't. I just...
I know.
We meet here at 6 just about every morning.
I know. Me too, Scott. It seemed like Sunday all day to me.
Yeah. Well, I was busy this morning.
Really?
I was.
I printed out a message. Put on a tie.
I know.
That's right.
Yeah, that's me.
Church door was closed. Yeah, I didn't understand it.
I was mad.
In Brandon, Mississippi. Don't know where Brandon is. A man grabbed a bag of Doritos and put it on the counter.
Doritos?
Yep.
Doritos.
Doritos.
Was he Italian?
Yep. Nope.
That's what you eat on the 4th of July, with your hot dogs. So.
And he put down $2. Well, when the clerk opened the register for his change, the man pulled a
gub.
Yep. And demanded all the money in the drawer.
Give me all the money in your drawers.
There's nothing unusual about this. It probably happens every day. Now is when it starts to get weird. Store surveillance video then shows a woman walking into the store.
Mm-hmm.
It's the man's mother.
Mama.
she is seen on the video walking up and grabbing the gub from her son and telling him to go to the car.
You need to get you a job. Is this what you're doing in your spare time?
He does.
You learned this from your no-count daddy, didn't you?
Taking his bag of Doritos with him.
Well, at least he got
mama.
His Doritos out of it.
You know, sometimes you wish there was audio with those surveillance tapes.
Oh, no kidding.
Ah. The mama asked the clerk not to call the police.
And?
Saying the gub was a fake.
Oh, well. I think then everything's okay.
Well, I'm sorry, Mama. I think that horse may have left the barn already.
Yeah.
It's like stealing a pack of gum when you're eight.
No. He did. They showed up.
Yeah.
He's in jail.
I see.
Mama.
Mama.
They don't have Doritos in jail. Info.
Mason.
No count, son. Get in the car.
Mama.
I want to bet she grabbed him by his ear.
Yeah.
No.
Did I teach you better than that?
They want $1,000, Mama.
What would your grandma think about this?
Oh, she's spinning her grave.
I'll tell you. God. Brandon, Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I would like to invite you into our store to browse all of our beautiful jewelry. We bring in new items often and, of course, have all the classic favorites. View our extensive diamond collection. Our gorgeous diamond ear studs are marked 50% off. We have the largest selection of sterling silver jewelry in the Brazos Valley, and most of our prices are half of what you would expect to pay anywhere else. Bring in up to 3 pieces of sterling silver jewelry, and we will dip them for you free this week. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we make a promise to our customers. We keep our overhead low and pass the savings on to you. We have jewelry and diamonds for every budget and the quality, selection, and friendly service you deserve. We are open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Come see us at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW, 617.
It is August the 6th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for you to say something about August the 6th.
It's Root Beer Float Day.
I don't know if there you go.
Anything else.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Birthdays today. Happy birthday to you, by the way, if it's your birthday today. M. Night Shyamalan turns 42 years old today, the director, The Sixth Sense, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Other stuff that wasn't really very good. I mean, let's just say it, all
well,
right?
They were stupid.
They were.
Yeah. What was the movie about the crop circles?
10 years ago
that
today.
That was pretty good.
No, it wasn't. This is the number one movie in America. It was called Signs.
Signs, yeah.
Signs.
We're talking Mel Gibson and his two kids wandering around someplace, and there's not a damn cell phone in sight? God, I'm sitting here going, this is 2 hours of my life I'll never get back.
They're running through the crop circle. Hey, it was a movie that Scott saw.
Oh, man, that's one of the reasons
that's
I don't
why
go
he doesn't
to
see many
anymore.
Movies, yeah.
Golly. Anyway, that's a horrible movie.
Okay. Well, M. Night, happy birthday anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Happy birthday, you jerk.
Golly. Yeah. You sucky worker, you. Yeah. God. Soleil Moon Frye is 36 years old today. Yeah, from Punky Brewster. Also co-starred in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I bet you didn't know that. One of the classy basketball players of all time. And I got to interview this guy season before last on the Aggie sideline. David Robinson.
I thought you'd just say Dennis Rodman.
No. I said classy NBA guys. Yeah. David Robinson is 47 years old today. Of course, Hall of Famer. From the San Antonio Spurs.
Why was he at the football game?
He was here because his son was looking at A&M as a place to go to school, not for athletics, but solely for academics. And, you know, David Robinson was here, so they obviously asked him and his son on the sideline. And I think his son ended up going somewhere else. I don't know where it was, but that's why he was here that day. So there you go.
Cool.
He's 47 years old. And, he's a murderer. I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
Jennifer Lyons, the actress, is 35 years old today. And I got some more, just a second, on this list. Yeah, Catherine Hicks, she was the wife in Seventh Heaven. She's an actress. You'd know her if you saw her. Actor-director Peter Bonars is 74. He was on the Bob Newhart show when he played the other dentist, I think, or something like that. Yeah, there he was. Oh, okay. And that's all I got.
Well, you missed Sherry Hollowell. She's one of the
Spice
Girls.
Oh, okay.
Who is that rumored.
Is that Cinnamon Spice or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Rumored
to be with?
To be part of the closing ceremonies at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah?
There might be a reunion of the Spice Girls.
Wow. Hey, Scott, I just realized something.
Uh-huh.
Can you pull up Mr. Hannity?
Yeah, I can do that. I'm glad you told me about that. We can do that. Yes, we've got that going on. See, I'd actually gotten out secondary birthdays.
Had you? Well, I think it's a good day for it. Yeah.
I thought it was so. Well, also because one of my kids, it's his half birthday, so there.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right.
Let's talk about what's important.
That's right. Tom Brokaw's 72 and a half, and Fabian would be 69 and a half.
Ooh.
And Rip Torn.
Been here for a little while anyway.
Here for 6 weeks.
Yeah, 81 and a half. From Cameron, Texas, though, you know, so good on him.
Is he a yeoman?
He's a yeoman, he is, yeah.
Green Teams congratulates ANCO Insurance on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, ANCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 6:21.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Tea Party, which began as a genuine, organic grassroots movement in 2009, has now adopted itself into a force to be reckoned with within the existing Republican Party. You know, we were debating a while back when the Tea Party movement first came on the scene. I kept quoting Reagan, and is it a third party we need, or is it a revitalized second party? You know, for the Tea Party to have completed this transition, and they're winning all these races, and they're doing it, you know, a little more quietly, but they're doing it effectively with massive margins like yesterday, is extraordinarily impressive. And I think people know what to look for now. They know the type of person, candidate they want. And time again, the establishment candidate is getting beaten.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. And find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cyber criminals find new victims. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It's not just uneducated consumers who get victimized by email scams. Sophisticated criminals are preying on law firms with convincing stories. Con artists can dupe lawyers into believing their firms are helping to collect bad debts for overseas clients. Attorneys have deposited bad checks, deducted legal fees, and sent the balance to the bad guys, often completing the transactions before anyone realizes the original check was a fake. Postal inspectors estimate such scams have cost law firms at least $70 million. The Indian software maker Mindtree plans to hire more workers in the U.S. over the next 5 years. The company says it will set up 4 or 5 development centers here. Some eBay customers in San Francisco can have instant gratification when they place orders. There was little fanfare, but eBay started testing a same-day delivery service in the Bay Area over the weekend. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. High temperature today, right about 99 or 100. We'll continue that all week long. There is a slight chance of showers at 30% today, and then we'll have hit and miss maybe showers all the way through Thursday in the morning and in the evenings as well. So we'll see. Each night low will be about 77 or so. So keeping our fingers crossed. Right now, humidity is 88%. Winds are from the northwest. That's a little unusual, isn't it? At 3, and we've got 77 degrees out there.
How do you come across to other people? And what do they really think of you? Want to know? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
Do you really want to know what other people think of you? Maybe not.
I think that is exactly why people don't do it more often. It's hard to hear some very candid advice about how we might be coming across.
Sarah Kennedy, author of the book You According to Them, says many people, particularly in the workplace, are seemingly doing all the right things, but they're not getting ahead.
And they can't figure out what it is. And nobody's been willing to tell them, you know, you're really sharp, but I got to tell you, you're really rubbing people the wrong way. Some people are actually, they're ready to find out what's holding back their career.
If you ask someone you trust, you'll likely get an honest answer.
I think the easiest way to do it, as opposed to just coming out with a question that says, what do you think of me? It might be better to say, here is what I hope people perceive of me. Can you either confirm or tell me where I might be off?
It's so common for people not to understand how they're being perceived. For example, people who are very driven.
They are nose to the grindstone, do what they need to do to get the job done. And what they fail to recognize is while their head is down, everybody else sees them as maybe having a sole purpose of being out for themselves only. And that was not their intent at all.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Taste the legendary flavor, there's one near you. C&J Barbecue, with fire and perfection on every plate. Tender, delicious, the best in the state. People come from miles around. C&J Barbecue is the talk of the town. Good food and fun, C&J is the place. A Texas tradition of great taste, C&J Barbecue.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You have probably heard about the alarming increase in tick populations in your area this year. And for those of you seeking a tick repellent that's effective and non-toxic, I've got some great news from our friends at Cedarside. Introducing Tick Shield Tactical, specifically formulated for people and pets battling especially heavy tick activity. Now, you've heard me talk about Cedarside's best yet for months. How is the new Tick Shield Tactical different? Tick Shield Tactical has twice the load of active ingredient as best yet. Double the dose of their signature modified fractionated and specially spiked red Texas cedar oil for enhanced tick repellency. Tick Shield Tactical offers parents and pets an industrial strength blend of cedar repellency that's people and pets safe. Learn more about new Tick Shield Tactical at cedarside.com. CEDARCIDE or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Free shipping in the continental U.S. 800-842-1464.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 75 degrees right now at the studios. The news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Next year's College Station City budget calls for 10 fewer employees. The city's Jay Sokol says City Manager David Neely sent an email to employees.
Some of those positions are currently vacant. Some are filled. Don't know exactly how it all shakes out because there will be some folks who transition into other positions, and there could be some retirement scenarios and rehire scenarios. But 10 of those positions that are in this budget will not be in the FY13 budget.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, and see the positions recommended for elimination, as well as a copy of the city manager's email. Authorities describe it as a freak accident that killed a Bryan woman Sunday afternoon east of Wixon Valley. 33-year-old Tracy Louise White was riding with her husband in his pickup when a piece of angle iron flew off another vehicle and went through the windshield, killing White. Her husband was not hurt. So far, no description is available of the other vehicle. For the third time, there's been a delay in the capital murder trial of a College Station man accused of kidnapping and stabbing the mother of his ex-girlfriend. Jury selection was scheduled to start September 10th in the trial of 44-year-old Stanley Robertson. A postponement was approved in part due to health issues facing Robertson's lawyers. One of the attorneys is dealing with a daughter who has cancer, and the other has scheduled open-heart surgery. A new date has not been set. Robertson was arrested nearly 2 years ago following the kidnapping in the College Station Walmart of Annie Tolliver, whose body was later found in Fort Worth. Brazos County has its first human case of West Nile virus. Dr. Charles Williams with the health department says the young adult is expected to recover. Meantime, more cases are expected as the mosquito population and the number of mosquitoes with the virus continues to rise.
We would hope that with the drier conditions that those areas of standing water would get smaller. But I guess the reality is that with water levels dropping, you don't get as much circulation. And so we actually have more stagnant pools of water, which is the prime breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Williams continues to promote prevention, remembering the four D's of draining standing water, staying indoors at dusk and dawn, proper dress, and using mosquito repellent containing DEET. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has approved the recruitment of additional researchers. Chancellor John Sharp says $100 million will be available over the next 3 years.
You're a great researcher at Stanford. We want you here. You've got $10 million of sponsored research behind you. We tell you, look, we'll give you X thousand dollars to come here as a bonus, and we'll build you a new lab to your specifications, whatever you want, and stuff like that. Whoever is recruiting that person has got to be responsible, along with the sponsored research that they're bringing with them, to paying the ongoing costs. These are one-time fees for a three-year period of time to recruit them.
Sharp says he and A&M President Bowen Lofton will appoint committees that will screen recruitment targets for the flagship campus and at Prairie View A&M. 2 weeks from today is the deadline to file for November's general election. There will be contested races in all three openings on Bryan City Council. The latest filing is Greg Owens, who's seeking the upcoming vacancy in the 3rd District. Owens will be opposed by Steve Ramirez. Chuck Conderla, who has to give up the seat because he moved, has filed for the council's at-large position, where he is opposed by former Mayor Lloyd Joyce. And in the 5th District, Craig Regan has filed against Art Hughes, who is seeking re-election. And complaints from motorists and law enforcement led to a new Texas license plate. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says they're now available.
They've also included some interesting new security aspects on the plate so that law enforcement can spot an illegitimate plate much easier. There are two actual security threats that are holograms on the new plates.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to see a picture of the new design. If you want to replace the old multicolored tags, the cost is $7. The new plates are only available for cars. Rove says the new tags for light trucks will arrive later this year. WTAW News Time coming up on 6:35, 75 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Oh, look, honey, your picture is in the dictionary.
Really?
Under the word ironic.
Ironic.
Yeah, as in, isn't it ironic that you, an unemployed IT specialist...
That's me.
Isn't it ironic that you are using neither information nor technology to look for a job?
What are you saying?
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
They have jobs online for me?
They have more IT job listings than they have applicants.
Should I go there?
Well, yeah, unless you want your picture under another I word.
Which would be...
Ignoramus.
Right.
AggielandHelpWanted.com for IT. Long name, amazing results.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carstens. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
637 of Brazos Valley, 638 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-8-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Satellite photos this morning showing some patchy cloudiness over our part of the state. That could lead to a little bit of thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Mixture of clouds and sun today with a chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 95 to 100. It'll become partly cloudy later tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, 75 to 80. And it's partly sunny, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm Wednesday, a high near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'll hear what Kevin Sumlin thinks about the Aggies' first two practices as they get back after it today. The season starts in just 3 weeks from Thursday. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Olympics, too. And the Brazos Valley Bombers put 22 runs on the Woodland Strikers last night. My goodness. All that and more coming up in sports.
Boy, I can't remember the last time the Strikers gave up 22 runs.
I don't think they ever have, Scott. I'd have to go back to the archives.
Yeah, that was at Old Striker Field. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. No, the Strikers are a new team this year, so I'm almost positive it hadn't been done.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, sales tax holiday coming up August 17th through the 19th. Get a chance to stand in line and save $8 for every $100 that you spend.
There you go.
Actually, it would be $8.25.
Well, at least here locally, that's true. That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
Don't rob me of that quarter.
That's right. So get.
And a lot of people go out there and spend $100 or more.
So get. No doubt. Yep, no doubt. And you get a chance to see some people you didn't even know lived in your community.
It's the idea that you're putting it to the government, you know?
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is that makes people stand in line.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
I mean, you know, I guess they'd stand in line if the kid selling lemonade, you know, had a half price sale too. But, you know.
So the Texas economy has been revving up mainly because of the robust oil and gas drilling, but also because housing and manufacturing may have rebounded, according to an aide from Susan Combs. She told lawmakers that on Friday.
She's been here, you know.
Yeah, she has.
Been in that studio you're in right now.
Right, telling the story, she was, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Current revenue growth, 4.5%. She made that prediction last December. Anyhow, looks like that'll be somewhere like that. Now, in the meantime, I'm reading a story here this morning that's in Bloomberg News about how trucking companies are paying $5,000 signing bonuses in Odessa because they need drivers out there.
Mm.
And the Odessa School District, in fact, has put down a deposit on 15 apartments so that they can guarantee teachers they hire will have a place to live. The Midland-Odessa area, you ready? Got them a catchy little name.
What?
The Petroplex.
Ah, listen to that.
Come on. The Petroplex.
Petroplex.
You know what's about to happen?
What's that?
Permian's about to get good again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know
that's right, because you got Petro-Permian.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a kiddo who teaches out in that part of the world, and he tells me this is going to be Midland High year, apparently. They're going to be pretty good out there. You know, a million years ago, Tom and I can remember when that was called the Little Southwest Conference out there, because they were pretty good.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
As before all these other towns started growing up, you know.
Yeah. I think somebody wrote a book about them, made a movie.
Well, yeah.
Even a TV series, I believe.
I know. Yeah, that's okay. Katie's back there going, excuse me? Hello? We're over here, and we're not bad.
I believe there's a team called South Lake Carroll.
South Lake Carroll, them too?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole bunch of them now. But anyway, back then. Back in the day, they would say. That's it. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. According to the New York Times, an analysis from the Federal Election Commission shows that President Barack Hussein Obama. has shelled out about $400 million between the beginning of 2011 and June 30 of this year. In June alone, tell me this isn't a typical Democrat. Excuse me. Tell me this isn't a typical national politician. I apologize. In June alone, Obama spent $70.8 million more than he had raised. Huh, spending more money than you got. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty much the way they play the game up there.
All of you know who I am.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And, you know, as we mentioned, he brought the teleprompter back. And, you know, he's always got that presidential seal.
We cannot sustain.
Well, oops. At least most of the time.
Was that my...
Yeah, it was, as a matter of fact.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Just, I don't
that's
know
right.
what we're going to... It's all right?
I'm sure there's somebody back there that's really nervous right now. Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
They're sweating bullets back there.
Right? Yeah.
Wonder if that person still works for him.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. So he's spending more than he's taking in.
But lest we forget our all-time favorite.
I would suggest moving back. I'm about to crank this sucker up.
Golly.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Still there.
Yeah.
Still there. And again, he's enjoying life.
He is.
Goes and watches baseball games when he wants to.
That's right.
Doesn't have to worry about anybody else asking him about stuff. He just enjoys himself. But then again.
He's still getting blamed. It's still his fault, everything.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Everything's still his fault. Everything.
But then there's the Republican.
I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes.
There's
something very special here.
Yeah.
The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
Good.
You know what he sounds like? It just came to me.
Sounds like a man that shouldn't be talking stream of consciousness.
No.
He sounded like a guy that was on one of our contests trying to, you know, go 40
seconds
without saying.
Oh, do the 37 seconds.
Yeah, 37 seconds without saying.
That's a great observation.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just trying to keep it going.
The cameras are rolling. Oh my God, I got to keep going. Anyway, so of course, what the Republicans hope is that he's burned through his cash so much that they can come in and start carpet bombing with television and radio ads there the last month. So this Harry Reid thing has stayed alive. This is amazing to me that they're still talking about this. You know, Harry just decided somebody, you know, he's got his own deep throat now. Somebody said that Romney hasn't paid any taxes in 10 years, and he doesn't know if it's true or not, but he'll go ahead and mention it. And so we'll see how that works out. Yesterday, what's his name? Reince Priebus, is that right?
Reince Priebus.
Yeah, Reince Priebus, that's it.
Head of the GOP.
Said he called Harry a flat-out liar.
Uh-oh.
Said, quote, "I am not going to respond to a dirty liar."
Oh.
Yeah, he called him
a dirty liar.
Liar.
Went all Planet of the Apes on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Hasn't filed a single page of tax returns himself. Oh, Harry Potter, oh, my goodness. I can't imagine there's any hypocrisy up there. Golly. What is interesting, of course, people now coming to Romney's defense, conservatives who would come to Romney's defense, forgetting that in 2004 they were screaming and yelling that Ketchup Carey's wife needed to go ahead and make her tax returns public. The wife.
Did you call her Ketchup Carey?
I called him Ketchup Carey.
Him Ketchup Carey.
Yeah, him Ketchup Carey. Uh-huh. Anyway, but of course that didn't happen. Teresa, you know, Teresa.
Yeah, the one with the money.
That's the one, right? He's the guy who wanted like a Philly cheesesteak with brie on it, right? Wasn't that what it was or something?
Yeah.
Because they're just like us.
I want to get me a hunting license.
That's right, yeah.
That was the line that Rush pounced all over.
Going to get me a hunting license. So they jumped all over Teresa about tax returns. How soon they forget that now it's time to talk about this. But, you know, it's kind of interesting because there's really a pretty good opportunity right here. And maybe he's just trying to set the trap a little bit more on Harry Reid. But if he goes ahead and then releases some of his tax returns, right at that point, then he pretty much can snap old Harry in the bear trap. And, again, maybe he's waiting until we get a little bit closer, but it's something that, I mean, even Ed Rollins was on one of the shows yesterday saying he needs to, not 20 years worth, but he needs to put maybe four or five out there that people could at least see. Now, of course, the question is, did he, you know, then you get forensic accountants who can dig into this thing and find almost anything, and maybe that's what it is that he's waiting to see, but nonetheless. Hey, see Clint Eastwood?
What are you doing?
Clint Eastwood endorsed Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did that Friday, said the country needs a boost. So there you go. Now.
I bet these days Clint needs a boost.
What?
Yeah, he does.
He's darn near 80.
I know.
He is, yeah. Now, it's interesting because if you remember, he's the one who did the Halftime in America commercial.
That's right.
And everybody was screaming at that time that Eastwood was being pro-Obama by doing that. So, just saying. Ted Cruz was on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
Was he?
Pretty good quote. Mm-hmm. There was the question about how Hispanics automatically gravitate toward Democrats. He said, quote, "The Hispanic community... The values that resonate in our community are fundamentally conservative. They are faith, family, patriotism. Do you know the rate of military enlistment among Hispanics is higher than any other demographic in this country? They work hard and they're responsible." And then he said, a friend of mine, a Hispanic entrepreneur, asked me a question some time ago. He said, "When was the last time you saw a Hispanic panhandler?"
Ooh.
I said, touché. I'm thinking, That brings it down, doesn't it? I mean, that brings it home right there. I thought that was probably not a bad thing. So anyway, so he was on yesterday, and apparently credit card data proves that Republicans love training films.
No.
Credit card data shows that red states are bigger consumers than blue states
of training films.
Of training films, and similar paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm.
The red states are.
Yeah.
The number one state, and I'm guessing it must be per capita, according to this information, is Utah.
Oh my.
Yeah. Eight of the top 10 training film consuming states gave their electoral votes to John McCain in the last presidential election. Florida and Hawaii were the exceptions. Florida? That's scary on a lot of levels.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they call them exercise videos there.
Quoting Brazos Carpet Outlet, the best flooring retailer for the eighth year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When you say that a fellow has a lot of character in his face, you're really saying he looks like he's had a tough life. We have some trees that have a lot of character, too, and most of their problems are genetically predetermined. There wasn't much any of us could do to avoid those problems ourselves, but we can avoid them with our trees. I'll be back with the trouble of fast-growing trees right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria products are the alternative solution effectively to protect your home, lawn, and garden using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients. These products were formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results you want. Included in the Natria product line are multi-insect control that kills insects at any stage of their development, grass and weed killer for patio, driveway, sidewalks, and flower beds, disease control to prevent black spot, rust, and powdery mildew, and home insect control for ants, roaches, spiders, and other insects. Natria from Bayer Advanced, insect, weed, and disease control that fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced, B-A-Y-E-R. Bayer Advanced, better science, better products. BayerAdvanced.com. Ask for Bayer Advanced Natria products where you do your garden shopping. Fast-growing trees are the topic today, and there's not a one of them worth planting in Texas landscaping. To a tree, they're susceptible to some awful insect disease and cultural problems, some of the worst you could ever imagine. Their wood is brittle, their leaves scorch in the heat, and their roots sneak under our concrete. They're simply not good neighbors. They're also not good for the neighborhood. I've used a comparison before, so forgive me if you've heard it already, but you wouldn't buy a car simply because it goes fast. You want it to be durable. You don't want the doors to fly off at 65 miles an hour. Shade trees have their doors flying off. The real truth of the matter is that a quality adapted shade tree will grow at 2/3 the rate of a trashy fast-growing type. And that's fast enough, my friend. The difference is that the modern tree is going to survive for 100 years or longer, while the racehorse is checking out after only a few years. In the meantime, the moderate grower has also made a statement of beauty and value to its surroundings. We often move into a home and the trees are already there. We're reluctant to rip them out no matter how bad they are. In the event that's your situation, I have some things to watch for with the fast-growing sorry dog trees of Texas. We'll start with fruitless mulberries. Actually, they're some of our better fast growers. They're still susceptible, though, to borer, summer heat stress, and related leaf drop, cotton root rot, and fungal leaf spot that causes defoliation. Life expectancy? Oh, I guess on average, probably 25 to 35 years. Some die a lot younger. Some will live a few years longer. Silver maples, these fast-growing relatives of some of America's finest trees, are susceptible to borers, cotton root rot, and extreme iron deficiency. Leaf drop is rampant when it turns hot and dry, and Texas droughts take a horrible toll on silver maples. Cottonwoods, poplars, and willows. They are fast-growing cotton root rot, cottonwood borers, galls. With cottonwood's extreme summer leaf drop, willows' average life expectancy probably 5 or 6 years. Arizona ash, it's borers and cotton root rot that are problems with them. And mimosas, it's mimosa webworm and cotton root rot and mushroom root rot. And iron deficiency in alkaline soils. Siberian elm, oh gosh, elm leaf beetle, cotton root rot, borers, vascular disease known as wetwood. Box elders have box elder bugs. Sycamore has anthracnose. Oh my, let's go for quality. I'm Neil Sperry. We'll tie landscaping to living spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:54. I'm Tom Turbeville. A first look at sports is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, the Aggies opened their summer drills Friday and Saturday evening. They had yesterday off from practice, and we'll get back at it today at 5:30. After practice on Saturday, Coach Kevin Sumlin seemed to be okay with everything overall.
Well, you know, I think I've been pleased with the retention of a lot of guys. You know, after 15 practices, it shows me that they've done some work on their own this summer. Quarterbacks, receivers, defensively, too. I think yesterday I thought our alignments were good until the end of practice. We got a little tired. We had some couple twos and threes in there. And then today some guys kind of hit the wall with some new routes. Some of the receivers, young guys, have been in there. When I say young guys, I'm talking about some new guys, you know. And we've got some guys that haven't really played a whole lot. You look up out there in the spring. That we were missing a couple guys on offense, primarily at the tight end position or at the Y position. And Nehemiah Hicks and is getting some reps. But, you know, there's a difference between conditioning shape and playing shape. And so that shows up when you're trying to throw and catch with a lot of these young freshmen today that looked pretty good yesterday running around. And now, you know, after 2 days, and that's the reason we set practice schedule up the way it is with Sunday off, and we'll meet and give them a chance to recover a little bit, and this week will be a pretty good grind.
The Aggies open the season just 3 weeks from Thursday night in Shreveport against Louisiana Tech. Well, it was a record night for the Brazos Valley Bombers at the Woodlands. 8 home runs led to a 22-1 win over the Strikers, as every Bomber starter got at least one hit. Jacob Rice and Brendan Smith each got 3. Smith hit 2 of the 8 home runs. They scored 6 runs in the first inning, and the game was called on the mercy rule after 7. This is the final week of the regular season. The Bombers still chasing a playoff spot. They'll host the Alexandria Aces tonight at 7 o'clock. High school football starts practice today, at least those schools that did not hold spring drills locally. That means it starts for the new College Station Cougars and the Rudder Rangers, but Brian and Consol will have to wait until next Monday. The season starts 3 weeks from Friday when Brian hosts Waco Midway, Rudder travels to Elgin, Consol hosts Coppers Cove, and College Station goes to Schulenburg for its first ever football game. Just one Aggie competing today at the Olympics, and Demetrius Pender will be going for a medal in the 400. Pender finished second in his semifinal heat yesterday and will run in lane 8 today at about 3:30 our time. A&M can boast a medal from these games now, and it's a gold. Bria Larson swam the second leg of the 400 medley relay semifinals Friday and will earn a medal, even though she was replaced by Rebecca Soni in the finals that won the gold medal on Saturday. What a weekend it was for the host Brits. They won 6 gold medals Saturday, 2 more yesterday, one of them when Andy Murray beat Roger Federer in the tennis finals. Great Britain is now 3rd in total medals with 37 behind China's 61 and the USA's 60. In goals, China has 30, the U.S. 28, and Great Britain 16. Usain Bolt of Jamaica retained his world fastest human moniker yesterday with a gold medal performance in the 100, a 9.63. And the Rangers and the Astros both lose yesterday. The game winner came on a Texas throwing error, and the Rangers lost to Kansas City 7-6. Astros lost to the Braves 6-1. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 6:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You have probably heard about the alarming increase in tick populations in your area this year. And for those of you seeking a tick repellent that's effective and non-toxic, I've got some great news from our friends at Cedarside. Introducing Tick Shield Tactical, specifically formulated for people and pets battling especially heavy tick activity. Now, you've heard me talk about Cedarside's best yet for months. How is the new Tick Shield Tactical different? Tick Shield Tactical has twice the load of active ingredient as best yet. Double the dose of their signature modified fractionated and specially spiked red Texas cedar oil for enhanced tick repellency. Tick Shield Tactical offers parents and pets an industrial strength blend of cedar repellency that's people.
Well, Charles Culver at 775-2929, 7752-8. High temperature today, about 100 degrees. Low temperature tonight, around 77. We do have a 30% chance of rain today. We'll probably continue that all the way through about Thursday or so with the same temps as well. Right now, 88% relative humidity. Winds from the northwest at 3. It's 77. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's being called an act of domestic terrorism.
Our Sikh, our community, we have been mistakenly identified as Al-Qaeda because of the turban we wear.
This after the massacre at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. A gunman who didn't say a word started firing, killing six people until police killed him, and we now know his identity.
Wade Michael Page, age 40.
Fox's Steve Brown in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, says sources tell Fox Page
served some time at Fort Bragg that he was found to have white supremacist tattoos believed to be on his arms.
His duplex is now being investigated, some of Page's neighbors were told last night.
We just needed to leave right away.
An Ohio man will be arraigned today in what police say appears to be a mercy killing attempt. John Wise shot his wife of 45 years in her bed in a hospital's intensive care unit Saturday night.
You've been with someone that long, you wouldn't want them to suffer.
She's one of the couple's neighbors. Wise's wife, Barbara, was declared brain dead last night. Mitt Romney keeps raking in big bucks, raising more than $101 million last month for his campaign and Republicans. President Obama's total hasn't been released yet, but Romney outraised him in May and June. They went nuts at NASA early this morning. After a new Mars rover landed, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, when the Mars Science Laboratory's Curiosity rover popped its parachute and fired retro rockets to bring itself slowly to the Martian soil, NASA scientists cheered, but now the work begins, says NASA Chief Charles Bolden.
Curiosity will spend the next 2 years seeking answers to one of humanity's oldest questions as it investigates whether conditions have favored development of microbial life on the red planet.
Now, the rover, about the size of a smart car, is able to analyze soil to see if simple life ever existed on Mars, Dave.
Evan, Tropical Storm Ernesto may be on track to hit the Mexico-Belize border tomorrow night as a hurricane, passing just north of the Honduras coast next. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
You know, we didn't plan it that way. All right. Hey, if you're a Texan and you love things Texan, I got a place for you. It's Texas Trading Post, or the website, really, TXTraders.com. It's the largest online store for Texas gifts, and it's right here in College Station. Visit the TXTraders.com site, and you'll find home decor, high-end bedding and furniture as well. They have apparel and jewelry, If you'd like maps and flag framed art, they have that as well at Texas Trading Post. Plus, there's just plenty of fun Texas stuff, whether it's T-shirts or cufflinks or Texas cookbooks or waffle irons. Texas Trading Post has all of that. And then some, if you're looking for corporate gifts with the Texas flair, then you can find those at Texas Trading Post as well. Just great gifts at affordable prices, and they also have high-end stuff, too, for you or your friends. So why not check it out? Linda and Russ Harvell, these are College Station folks, born and raised here. And as a result, they like being here, and they like doing business here, and you can do it, too. They've been voted best online store in the Brazos Valley. That's txtraders.com for Texas Trading Post for all things Texas.
With over 50 years of serving the automobile needs of the Brazos Valley, Allen Honda is a name you've come to trust. Allen Honda is part of this community, your friends, your neighbors. The staff takes personal pride in earning and maintaining that trust. No sales ploys, no gimmicks. Allen Honda is dedicated to carrying on the goals and traditions of the Allen legacy by giving back. Stop by Allen Honda today and help beat the heat this summer by donating a new or gently used box van. Vans will be distributed to the less fortunate families in the Brazos Valley. Call 211 for more information. Allen Honda, sales and service with the heart.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 76 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the upper 90s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Bryan woman is dead in a bizarre accident on Highway 21 east of Bryan Sunday. 33-year-old Tracy Louise White was riding with her husband when a piece of angle iron came off another vehicle and went through the windshield of their pickup. White was hit and later died at St. Joseph Bryan. Her husband was not hurt. Authorities do not have a description of the other vehicle. The city of College Station will have another reduction in its workforce.
City Manager David Neely sent out a message to employees yesterday that alerted them that there are 10 positions that will not be funded in the FY 2013 budget.
The city's Jay Sokol says the net impact on people is not yet known because some employees will retire and others will transfer. A copy of the city manager's email and the positions recommended not to be filled in next year's budget are on our website, WTAW.com. It's been nearly 2 years since a woman was kidnapped from the College Station Walmart and stabbed to death. The capital murder trial of the accused, 44-year-old Stanley Robertson, has been postponed indefinitely. Jury selection was scheduled to start September 10th, but a continuance was approved at the request of both of Robertson's defense lawyers due to health issues, among other things. One of the defenders has scheduled open-heart surgery, and another is with his daughter, who's being treated for cancer. It will mark the fourth trial setting in this case. Texas A&M and Prairie View A&M Universities will share $100 million over the next 3 years to recruit more researchers. Chancellor John Sharp's proposal was approved by the Board of Regents at last week's meeting.
We have a lady that we hope to lure to Houston that is, you know, regrown a mouse's heart from tissue. All kinds of potential out there that we're hearing from different professors and department heads within A&M that we think with this amount of money we're going to be able to really take a bunch of outstanding, game-changing researchers away from other universities.
Committees appointed by Sharp and A&M President Bowen Lofton will decide who to recruit. All three of this November's Bryan City Council elections involve contested races. The latest filing involves the upcoming vacancy in single-member District 3. Greg Owens, who filed Friday, will face Steve Ramirez. Chuck Condola, who will vacate that seat following the election because he has moved, is running for the at-large position against former Mayor Lloyd Joyce. And in the 5th District, incumbent Art Hughes is opposed by Craig Regan. The filing deadline is August 20th. Brazos County Health Department officials expected a human case of West Nile virus sooner rather than later. Dr. Charles Williams says the first one was reported on Thursday.
That individual supposedly is doing well and is on the road to recovery. And really, remember, it's only those individuals that are tested for West Nile virus that we know are positive. If we have one person that we know is positive, and we know that a large number of people are asymptomatic with it, you know, we know that within Brazos County, we most likely have a number of people that have West Nile virus. They're just not having a significant infection with it.
Despite the recent hot and dry conditions, Williams says the mosquito population continues to rise, as do the number of mosquitoes with the virus. A reminder of preventative measures can be found on our website, WTAW.com. Getting a new vehicle means getting license plates with a new design. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says the new black and white tags will resolve several problems with the old multicolored plates.
This design was just very high visibility, very clear and concise numbering. The numbers are larger. The numbering series is easier to read and remember. Instead of the letters and numbers being mixed together, it's letters then numbers.
Rose says you can replace your existing car tags with the new design for $7. Plates for light trucks won't be available until later this year. We have a picture of the new plates on our website, WTAW.com. And an audit finds the Internal Revenue Service has managed to quickly deliver $5 billion in refund checks to identity thieves.
The problem is relatively new and growing, as an auditor finds the IRS is detecting far fewer fraudulent tax returns than actually occur. North Texas U.S. Attorney Sarah Saldana says part of the problem is thieves who are taking advantage of the quick refunds the IRS delivers electronically.
The IRS knows these issues, and we certainly know about it, and we're trying to help them in at least getting prosecutions or other processes going against these people that get caught.
In one example, the auditors found the IRS delivered more than 2,100 checks to one address in Michigan, totaling more than $3.3 million in refunds. L.P. Phillips, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 710, 76 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're looking for affordable, durable, beautiful flooring, look no further than Zwerneman Flooring. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800 for the best price, service selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwerneman Flooring today.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
Hey, it's 712. 12, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We've got weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Today we'll see some sun. We'll also see some passing cloudiness. And those clouds could result in an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures are going to have tendency to be 95 to 100 today. It becomes partly cloudy later tonight, and it should be 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 75 to 80. And some sun, maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday, 100. Looking ahead to Thursday, we're going to be partly sunny as well, still around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Who's going to be the Aggie quarterback, starting quarterback against Louisiana Tech? Jameel Showers, Matt Jokel, Johnny Manziel, maybe one of the true freshmen. Well, we'll talk to Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, about that. We'll also talk some Olympics, too. It was a big, big weekend for the Brits. All that and more coming up in sports.
So we can get us some new license plates now, huh?
Yeah, and these are the old-timey ones, right?
The
black on white?
Excuse me. They're not old-timey.
Retro, I think, is perhaps what they might like.
Look, but, you know, I'd always thought that those colorful plates were hard to read.
This is Texas. By God, we don't need any kind of garish type stuff on here. We're Texas.
We don't
need
no fancy pantsy.
We don't need any of that garbage.
Just black on white. That's fine with us.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if all these other highfalutin places want to do some kind of thing, it's because they want to put a dang manatee on there or a dolphin or something like that. Whatever.
What do we got now? Do we still have the one with the little spaceship on it?
Yeah,
all that
the
kind of
spaceship.
Stuff?
See, that's, we don't even do that anymore.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have that on there. It's just colorful.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's just colorful. Well, we used to have one with spaceships on
it. We did, with a little oil derrick and a cowboy on a horse and all that stuff.
Yeah. I remember back in 1968, because I was living in San Antonio.
Oh, here we go, Chase.
And we had, we had this.
They had the best license plate.
Well, no, it was all over Texas.
Because Dan Blocker was in the band. You'd think the next 2 weeks is going to be fun. It's not. Yeah. No, it's not.
We had this thing called. We had this event called Hemisphere that you.
Oh yeah, we remember that. Right? They tried
well,
to make that.
Well, and all the license plates in Texas that year came out said Hemisphere. On them.
How'd that work out for you?
Oh, I think the Hemisphere probably did fine. They still got a big old tower there in downtown.
They used to have an arena.
They built an arena for it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they you know, they cleaned the river. They turned it from green to aqua and got all the bodies out. So, you know. Built himself a restaurant or two.
They did.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
And I don't know. I could be wrong, but I think that downtown area is probably doing pretty well.
Well, it is now.
Especially that, you know, that Riverwalk type of thing.
Yeah, so, it is now. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, so anyway, fine.
But now
I remember that license plate.
It's just black and white. It's kind of like the Spurs uniforms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing fancy.
Right.
Because after all, we're Texas.
We are Texas.
So now, did you hear about the two high school lacrosse coaches who taught one of their players a very public lesson? Mac Breedlove, Texas teen Matt Breedlove, was forced to read a public apology to a packed Southwest Airlines plane after he was caught cutting in line during the boarding process.
Was this something that the flight attendants came up with?
The coaches coordinated with the flight crew to bring Breedlove to the front of the plane and have him speak into the intercom system.
Oh, my gosh.
Mac said, "During the boarding process, I took advantage of this airline's kindness. I hope you will all find it in your hearts to forgive me, for I am just a young man that thinks I'm smarter than I am."
What did he do?
He cut in line.
Oh.
Enjoy your flight and remember to fly Southwest because they let my coach do this to me. The plane erupted in laughter and applause. So there you go.
That's awesome.
It is. It really is. Teach him a lesson.
Well, but now the coach will be fired because, you know, mommy's little snowflake got embarrassed.
Either that or he'll do something really socially unacceptable sometime and they'll put it back on this. Do you remember back in August of 2012 when young Mac, who was on his way to a lacrosse tournament, was in front of the entire crew and passengers of a Southwest Airlines jet, forced to read this. It scarred him for life. That's the reason that he drowns puppies now. So we'll see how it works out for him. So,
I'd say that never gets old, but then I'd be lying.
Oh, God. It's old after the fourth note?
It's 2 weeks every 4 years. And, in fact,
it's 2 weeks every 2 years. Yeah, there's that winter games, too.
No, we don't care that
much. Nobody cares about those.
I know.
And, I mean, after all.
Did you watch yourself some Olympics this weekend?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact.
I did not watch a second
of it.
Really?
And that's fine. Anyway, they're averaging 33.9 million nightly viewers for the first 9 days. That would make the London Olympics the most watched event in TV history.
Yeah.
If it continues. The record is currently held by the Beijing Olympics. In this day of immediate, and you know, the other day, you were discussing how a listener had said, "Gosh, you ruined it for me. Mm-hmm. You know, you spoiled stuff."
Spoiler, right?
And, you know,
right. Yeah.
I find it fascinating that in this world where so many feel it is important to instantly communicate,
right,
to make sure that everybody knows that Snooki's going to be on tonight on Jersey Shore or whatever it happens to be, that there are this many people who will actually sit and wait to watch an event that they know the outcome to.
Exactly.
I find it just an interesting study.
I think it's interesting, too. And I can only think that it's probably the success of the Americans that they're finding out about 6 hours earlier, that they want to see how NBC presents it. They want to see it happen. And if the Americans were not doing as well as they are, it might not be, you know, that good.
So, once again, my idea, why don't we play college football in a semi-empty stadium and then delay it 6 hours and show it?
I mean, wow. Yeah, just play them. Yeah, play the games at lunchtime, you know?
We could put Chase in the stands with a bullhorn.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you'd need to do. It'd be a lot easier.
Play at Merrill Green.
Yeah. That's exactly. Look at the money you could save. You don't have to worry about the controversy of a new football stadium or anything.
Or the new Palatial College Station Cougar Stadium.
Yeah, that's any of that stuff. Just do that. So, we'll see.
Well, I mean, I've been watching a lot of the events live over the internet, especially the ones that the Aggies are involved in, because I've got a little schedule of when the Aggies are supposed to do their thing. So I've been watching those on the internet. So that's kind of a cool deal.
Okay. Yeah, don't forget,
there's
today,
Aggie running at 3:30 today, as a matter of fact.
Well, at 1:45, it's a women's soccer semifinal.
Well, yeah.
U.S. and Argentina, they'll be playing at 4:15 this afternoon. And don't forget, of course, tonight, it's more gymnastics. It will be, I don't know what this means, the apparatus finals.
Yeah.
When you bring something out there with you? What?
No. I forgot. I mean, they string out the gymnastics as long as possible.
Sure.
You know, first you got the team competition.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got the all-around individual competition. And then you have the competition by apparatus. In other words, they have the pommel horse, and then they'll have the vault and the uneven bars and the even bars and the, you know.
Yeah.
So they've got all kinds of gymnastics.
All right.
They just keep it going.
On to more important stuff. In Scotland has built a Lego replica of the Olympic Stadium.
Oh.
Warren Elsmore spent 300 hours crafting a replica of the London 2012 Olympic Park.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he had plenty of time, because I'm guessing his social life is probably not, shall we say, up to snuff.
Could well be. Used 250,000 Lego bricks, painstakingly sticking them together over a three-week period. Every brick we use is a standard Lego element with no painting, gluing, or non-Lego parts. Claims that his official title is freelance Lego artist, and it says that on his business card.
Does that pay well? Maybe it does.
Yeah,
who knows?
And here you go. This is what we needed to know. Once again, Ryan Seacrest is over there because not getting nearly enough publicity or exposure.
Uh-huh.
So the Hollywood Reporter noted several instances of Olympic athletes really giving us TMI. There would be Ryan Lochte. See how I know how to pronounce his name now?
Uh-huh.
Told an interviewer that he pees in the pool. He was asked by Ryan Seacrest if Olympic athletes sometimes did that. He said, of course, I think it's just something about getting into chlorine water that just automatically happens. What he says. What he said.
Colbert the other day.
Wait a minute. Wait. He did admit that he held back during competition.
Yeah. Oh, but he probably doesn't even know it.
He's lying. Anyway, all right, go ahead. Boy.
Colbert the other day was talking about the interview between Seacrest and Michael Phelps. He said it was the most overexposed land-based mammal interviewing the most overexposed water-based mammal.
Very nice.
Very well done. Hello.
I'm just saying, the Lego man just had his work mentioned in Bryan College Station. Can you say the same thing about your work in his hometown?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's exactly right. Yeah.
I made people mad in Austin and Lubbock because of Brent Zwerneman, so there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Actually, I made him mad because of my mouth.
Well, that's right.
Brent was just doing his job.
He would just happen to be mentioning that so that people would know, because otherwise you would. So did you hear about this guy in Houston who is texting? He said, I need to quit texting because I could die, right before he crashed his car.
Oh, no.
Chance Booth, 21 years old, plunged off a bridge after texting a friend about the dangers of texting while driving.
He died of irony.
No, and he didn't die. He's still alive. Doctors say he shouldn't have survived the crash, but after extensive surgery, 6 months of rehab, expected to be okay. Suffered traumatic brain injuries, broken neck, punctured lung, compound leg fractures. Fractured skull, sternum, rib fractures, fractured face, and required reconstructive surgery. So, there you go. Had to bring him back to life three times. Now he's spending most of his time telling people, don't text and drive.
Good for him.
And a preacher in Florida claims he can heal people by kicking them in the face. Yeah.
Listen closely, Chase.
Worth a shot.
Once again, you hear where he's from. Todd Bentley of Lakeland, Florida, runs the Fresh Fire Ministries, currently embarking on a world tour to heal the sick and elderly. The people in England are begging officials to...
people with sore faces.
Yeah, really.
So, an elderly, he kicks them in the face.
I was going to say, you can bring Mama up there and let him just kick her in the teeth?
In a recent interview, he claimed the Holy Spirit told him to kick an elderly woman right there in the face with his boot. He says, just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God.
Well, yeah. Oh. I mean, yeah, you know, you get kicked in the teeth. You don't worry about your sore knee anymore.
Flooded room from a broken water line, kitchen fire with smoke damage, storm damage. No one knows when a disaster is going to occur. Hi, I'm Weston Souza of Paul Davis Emergency Services of Bryan College Station. We're the local professionals in immediate response to property damage emergencies to get your home or business back to normal. If your property has suffered damage due to water, fire, smoke, or storm, call Paul Davis Emergency Services at 979-446-0001 or visit us online at pdescollegestation.com. Your emergency, our response.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station, front of HEB, are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning. 725 Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Look for high temperatures today, right around 99 or so. Low temperature around 77, and actually we'll continue that all through the week. There is a slight chance of rain at 20 to 30%. That's about it. Right now, winds are from the north at 3. We've got 88% relative humidity, and it's 77 degrees.
Harry has a Honda. Holly has a Honda. Howard has a Honda, too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeline, or Crosstour. Or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A gruesome shark attack in Massachusetts. Sounds like it could have come right out of the movie Jaws. A body surfer's legs were injured in an attack by a great white shark. It was brutal, folks. The poor guy's blood splattered all over the beach. Thankfully, he survived. He'll recover. Officials say it was the first great white attack in the state since 1936. That victim, by the way, did not survive. Now, state wildlife officials are tracking 9 great whites. That's the highest number they've ever tagged, although they're not sure if the leg muncher is among that gang. But there's a reason so many sharks are prowling this year. You see, there's an abundance of food. Thanks to your federal government, you see, 1972, the feds decided to forbid killing most marine mammals. As a result, the seal population has exploded out there. It's kind of like a food stamp program for sharks. And where there is an abundance of snack food, there will be an abundance of snack food eating predators, in this case, sharks, swarming around on our East Coast all the way up to Canada. Now, before the know-it-alls that the federal government got involved, towns were allowed to put bounties on seals, and that population was kept under control, but those days are over. So a former beach commissioner in this place, Michael Snell, said, nature's out of balance. No, it's not. Nature's fine. It's federal meddling that's out of balance. Snell predicts the shark attacks will multiply till we start harvesting seals. Don't hold your breath, folks, especially if you're underwater in Massachusetts. Just hightail it out.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We are welcoming a new mortgage advertiser to the EIB network, Greenlight Financial Services. We're doing it because mortgage refinance rates are at an all-time low. If you can refinance, you have to do it right now, and you should be doing it with Greenlight. If you call today, you can lock in a 2.75% rate and APR fixed for 10 years with no closing cost. No documentation fees, folks. No escrow fees. No title fees. Greenlight funds your loan quicker compared to traditional banks, so you start saving sooner. Call 855-385-RUSH. That's 855-385-RUSH. Or go online. Greenlightrush.com.
Advertised rate of 2.75 rate and APR is 120 monthly payments of $9.54 per thousand. Not all applicants will qualify. Go to greenlightloans.com for full disclosure and state licensing. Loans made pursuant to a California lender, license NMLS 2140.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 76 degrees right now at the studios, 30% chance of showers today with a high in the upper 90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. Next year's College Station City budget calls for 10 fewer employees. The city's Jay Sokol says City Manager David Neely sent an email to city employees.
Some of those positions are currently vacant. Some are filled. Don't know exactly how it all shakes out because there will be some folks who transition into other positions, and there could be some retirement scenarios and rehire scenarios. So, but 10 of those positions that are in this budget will not be in the FY13 budget.
You can go online to WTAW.com and see the positions recommended for elimination, plus find a copy of the city manager's email. Authorities describe it as a freak accident that killed a Bryan woman Sunday afternoon east of Wixon Valley. 33-year-old Tracy Louise White was riding with her husband in his pickup when a piece of angle iron flew off another vehicle and went through the windshield, killing White. Her husband was not injured. So far, no description is available of the other vehicle. For the third time, there's been a delay in the capital murder trial of a College Station man accused of kidnapping and stabbing the mother of his ex-girlfriend. Jury selection was scheduled to start September 10th in the trial of 44-year-old Stanley Robertson. A postponement was approved in part due to health issues facing Robertson's lawyers. One of the attorneys is dealing with a daughter who has cancer, and the other has scheduled open-heart surgery. A new date has not been set. Robertson was arrested nearly 2 years ago following the kidnapping in the College Station Walmart of Annie Tolliver, whose body was found in Fort Worth. Brazos County has its first human case of West Nile virus. Dr. Charles Williams at the health department says the young adult is expected to recover. Meantime, more cases are expected as the mosquito population and the number of mosquitoes with the virus continues to rise.
We would hope that with the drier conditions that those areas of standing water would get smaller. But I guess the reality is that with water levels dropping, you don't get as much circulation. And so we actually have more stagnant pools of water, which is the prime breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Williams continues to promote prevention, remembering the four D's of draining standing water as well. That's staying indoors at dawn and dusk, the draining of standing water, proper dress, and using mosquito repellent containing DEET. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has approved the recruitment of additional researchers. Chancellor John Sharp says $100 million will be available over the next 3 years.
You're a great researcher at Stanford. We want you here. You've got $10 million of sponsored research behind you. We tell you, look, we'll give you X thousand dollars to come here as a bonus, and we'll build you a new lab to your specifications, whatever you want, and stuff like that. Whoever is recruiting that person has got to be responsible, along with the sponsored research that they're bringing with them, to paying the ongoing costs. These are one-time fees for a three-year period of time to recruit them.
Sharp says he and A&M President Bowen Lofton will appoint committees that will screen recruitment targets for the flagship campus and at Prairie View A&M. 2 weeks from today is the deadline to file for November's general election. There will be contested races in all three openings on the Bryan City Council. The latest filing is Greg Owens seeking the upcoming vacancy in the 3rd District. Owens is opposed by Steve Ramirez. Chuck Condola, who has to give up that seat because he moved, has filed for the council's at-large position, where he's opposed by former Mayor Lloyd Joyce. And in the 5th District, Craig Regan has filed against Art Hughes, who is seeking re-election. Complaints from motorists and law enforcement have led to a new Texas license plate, and Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says they're now available.
They've also included some interesting new security aspects on the plate so that law enforcement can spot an illegitimate plate much easier. There are two actual security threats that are holograms on the new plates.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, and see a picture of the new design. If you want to replace the old multicolored tags, the cost is $7. The new plates are only available for cars right now. The new tags for light trucks will arrive later this year. And having a laptop you can roll up and put in a pocket may sound like fantasy, but some North Texas researchers are making progress toward coming up with one.
Dr. Anirban Chakraborty of UT Arlington and his team are using silicone and polymers to create bendable laptops and cell phones.
We don't have a functioning laptop right now, but what we have demonstrated so far is it is possible to be done.
They've shown success in the process that will make devices like cell phones and laptops flexible. You'd be able to roll up your laptop or fold up your cell phone like a wallet. They might even make it transparent.
There is a possibility that the device might have some kind of color, or if the whole device is transparent, actually.
Chakraborty says it may be 5 or 10 more years before such devices become a reality. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 735, 76 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
This Friday night, Riviera Salon and Day Spa invites you to their most decadent spa party ever. The Goddess Night Out Party is a night of friendship and tranquil celebration where you and your goddesses can relax poolside, sipping sangria and enjoying hors d'oeuvres before and after a heavenly 30-minute spa treatment like the Grecian Goddess Hairstyling, the Fountain of Youth Mini Facial, or Medusa's Keratin Hair Treatment. Call Riviera and make your reservation for the Goddess Night Out this Friday, 5 to 8. Call 693-0350 now, 693-0350.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com so that they can tell you the weather, which has been kind of the way it's been.
Satellite photos this morning showing some patchy cloudiness over our part of the state. That could lead to a little bit of thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Mixture of clouds and sun today with a chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 95 to 100. It'll become partly cloudy later tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, 75 to 80. And it's partly sunny, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm Wednesday, a high near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie swimmer Bria Larson is bringing home a gold medal from the London Olympics. She won it as part of the 400 medley relay team. And Demetrius Pinder, former Aggie runner, will be going for a medal today in the 400 on the track. All that coming up and more in sports.
Wow. Tom Turbeville is retiring after 19 years at WTAW. Howdy. This is R. Bowen Lofton, president of Texas A&M University. and I'm inviting you to join the big send-off celebration for Tom at 5 p.m. August 17th at Crystal Park Plaza. Thanks, and gig 'em.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there.
My gosh, you got some big wigs to pronounce that name.
Now you have to leave.
Yeah,
you can't
I do.
Stay.
Yeah. I do. It's an edict from the president.
It's over.
My goodness, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Right.
How about that?
It was cool because, I mean, it was because Dr. Lofton did that on the second take. It was really good. He said, you know, he said, Tom who? And then he went ahead and did it, just like he knew. So it was really cool. It was really cool. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell that part. Oh, never mind. Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's it. All right, so you got that going for you. Great story. Anyway,
he knows me.
Yeah, August the 17th, right here at Crystal Park Plaza, you get to actually, and it's 5 p.m.,
Mm-hmm. Don't be showing up at 5 in the morning.
No, I mean, you
nobody will be pleasant then.
No. 5 p.m. until 6 p.m., Tom is going to be downstairs, and you're actually going to get to watch him do his sportscast, and you'll realize that for 19 years, that's all he had to do. You'll go in and you'll go, guys, that all he does? That's it? That's all there is to this? And then you know, we'll have a shake and howdy, and... And Tom will mingle among the crowd and say, enough about me. What do you think about me?
Yeah, really. So anyway. I didn't come down here to talk about me. I came down here to hear you talk about me.
That's right. I could talk about me anytime.
Any old time.
So anyway, so that's that'll be coming up on the 17th.
Right.
We invite the community. If you're with the, I was going to say if you're hearing the sound of our voice, but, you know, actually, since we go all the way around the world, that probably doesn't work as well as it used to, but I'll be more than happy for you to be here. Enjoy that. So, official... Oh,
wait. Okay, here we go.
Okay, just a short... That was a short...
Yeah, thank you.
Officials in Los Angeles are worried the Olympics are negatively impacting city computers. The New York Post reports so many city workers have been streaming Olympic coverage online, city computers now at risk of crashing. The top IT officer for the city of Los Angeles, that's got to be a tough job. I mean, how many offices do you have to be there going, oh, if I just did that, cool. sent out a memo to thousands of employees this week urging them to knock it off while on the job because the local network was experiencing high volume of traffic due to people watching the Olympics online.
See? I'm one of those watching it online.
But you're not in Los Angeles. It's really okay.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's you're not true. On the LA network.
Yeah. Okay, so did you hear about this guy from Great Falls, Montana, who took his girlfriend to the Chicago Cubs game, and he arranged to flash the message on the big board, Erica, will you marry me?
I heard about it, but I know it got really awkward.
Was it a fail?
Well, Erica was away in the beer line. And when she returned, she had to what? Yeah, like, what? Okay, yeah? Like, yeah? And again, I'm not sure how you get all that set up, but I mean, doesn't he communicate with the Cubs people as to when this is going to happen?
I don't know.
Did he send Erica away and hope she wouldn't see it because he chickened out? I mean,
maybe he changed his mind.
It could be. It could really be. But why would the guy let his girl go to the beer line and take the chance of missing the message?
Yeah. I don't know. I imagine the Cubs probably get all kind of requests like that, and they say, yeah, but we're not promising you when it'll happen.
Could be.
So, you know.
Could well be. Pittsburgh man allegedly broke into a lady's apartment, selected a few odd items to steal. Unidentified 24-year-old. Well, it says he's unidentified. How do they know he's 24?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, okay, anyway. Unidentified 24-year-old snatched a potato peeler, kitchen knife from the dishwasher, and the woman's pet dog.
Okay. Oh, man, now they...
Yeah, you go to meddling, you steal, steals a dog.
Steal a dog.
Victims called the police who immediately... Oh, they did. They said they arrested the guy. They say alcohol was involved. Well, what? Was he sitting out in the hallway?
Had the dog been drinking? Or? Only...
Yeah, really, the dog was drunk.
He on the stoop? Yeah, okay. Missy Franklin.
Yeah, from Colorado.
Yeah, says she's going to maintain her amateur status and go right into college after her senior year of high school.
Does she say where she's going to college?
Does not say.
Well, you see, because there were some popular little chat internet chat rooms that were talking about the Aggie Bria Larson, hoping that she was doing some heavy recruiting of Missy Franklin to maybe come to Texas A&M University.
It'll work as well as it did with the Olsen twins.
Well, you can't ever tell. I mean, you know, Bria and Missy been hanging out for a couple of weeks together.
And you know,
well, more than that, actually, through the trials and all of that.
I'm pretty sure that there's probably not another college in America that wants her.
No one wants her.
Let's see.
She's a gold medalist. She's a pretty darn good kid, it seems like. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody would want her.
Right. Yeah. So, but why not A&M?
Hello?
They got a big pool and everything.
Hey, Scott, the bride that was MIA on the wedding proposal?
Yeah.
Hey, she was in the beer line. That's a valid excuse right there.
I understand. I don't think there's any doubt.
Marry that woman.
Yeah. Got a better offer. $5.75 a cup. Yeah, I'm doing good there. No, I'm just saying.
But the A&M coach, Steve Boltman, was there also. He's an assistant coach for Team USA. Now, I don't know whether he's allowed to, how much recruiting he's allowed to do while they're over in London, but I don't know.
How's that work? Yeah, because is there, you know, for folks who care, they have this time period when football coaches or basketball coaches can talk to recruits, and then there's other times that they have to act like they don't exist.
Right.
So I don't know if that happens in swimming or not.
I don't know either.
Do you leave pictures of the facility just kind of laying there so that Gabby might see them? And again, I know there aren't any other schools interested in this young lady, so we'll just – shall we just go ahead and let's go ahead and name an apartment for her or something like that.
That's right. Let's name a street.
Look at Gabby Douglas' apartment. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, Gabby Douglas isn't coming here because we're talking about Missy Franklin, first of all.
Oh, that's right.
Gabby
Douglas
isn't coming here because we don't have a gymnastics team.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Gabby Douglas is only 14, I think. So. Any number of problems with that.
She's going to be on. She's going to be a cereal box, I think.
Though. Is she?
She's going to do this.
Well, now that's not amateur.
No. Hello.
Last night on her interview, she said, Cal Berkeley, USC, or maybe Texas.
Oops. Thank you.
Now they're going to meddling there.
Well, that's distressing.
Maybe they cut off the microphone early. Maybe they cut the audio and they forgot that A&M part. Oh.
So Coach Boltman and Bria hadn't been talking it up good enough, haven't they?
Well, that or maybe they talked too much.
Yeah, maybe so.
So we won't have to drive far to see Missy Franklin, is that it?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah.
She may be here for a dual meet sometime.
Yeah, she may come swim at A&M at some point. There she goes. Man, she's fast.
Oh, yeah, she got on that bus quick, didn't she?
That conversation went south quickly, didn't it? Golly.
Yeah, it did.
We were pretty happy with
that.
Well,
hey, go Cal Berkeley.
So no winner in Saturday night's lottery. We're talking $202 million now. Cash value is $142.9. Don't matter that it's 44 states. $195.2 million to one chance.
Somebody's got to win.
All it takes is one ticket.
That's right.
You and your coworkers can quit your jobs. Go live the good life.
Uh-huh.
Say, why didn't I buy another ticket? Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, it's coming up on Wednesday. It's 7:46.
For a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you are looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
It could be the most popular advice dished out today in America. Just follow your heart. It sounds so hopeful and freeing, doesn't it? But that line of thinking can also be dangerous. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. What does follow your heart imply? Well, it suggests we should base our decisions on what feels right to us. But left unchecked, dire consequences can result when we pursue our feelings. One disturbing example involves a 41-year-old teacher who left his wife and kids for a romantic relationship with his 18-year-old student. The young girl's family and the entire community were outraged. The teacher defended himself on national television, saying again and again, "We were just following our hearts." Well, let's face it, that man was being reckless and irresponsible, and he'll have to live the rest of his life knowing he ruined a lot of lives as he followed his heart. Unfortunately, that hollow sentiment is being expressed more and more today. People are demanding the right to behave however they feel. Contrary to conventional wisdom, we have to have some restraint in life. Along with wisdom, an inner moral compass of true right and wrong should guide us as we make choices, even if our feelings tell us otherwise. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Savings days going on right now from Suddenlink. Suddenlink wants you to get faster connections. Bryan College Station recently received internet speed upgrades free of charge, increasing speeds by 50 to 100%. And right now, you can get the fastest internet in town for as low as $15 a month. With speeds this fast, you'll have more than enough bandwidth to do any of the streaming of movies you want to do or online gaming, downloading music, any of that. Plus, Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package gives you tons of HD programming and free access to Suddenlink to go. Stream your favorite movies, TV shows straight to your laptop or computer wherever you go. And if Dish has failed you, don't let them do it again. Switch to Suddenlink today. You'll receive $300 in cash to help with those satellite cancellation fees. So get the fastest internet in town for as low as $15 a month. And SL200 HD TV with free HD when you bundle. Call 1-800-915-1866. Also, let me mention that Suddenlink is enhancing its London Olympics experience with a dedicated 3D Olympics channel plus HD channel for soccer and HD channel for basketball. You've got that? Remember, the Olympics going on until, what, about the 12th or so? So find out about that as well. Visit Suddenlink.net for more information, Suddenlink.net/NBC London Games, and you'll get more information. But for the entire package, it's available at Suddenlink.com or call them at 1-800-915-1866.
It's 7:51. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Another Look at Sports is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. So who's going to be the Aggie starting quarterback for Louisiana Tech? No clues yet. Jameel Showers, Johnny Manziel, Matt Jokel are the top returning quarterbacks. True freshman Matt Davis, Joshua Stump, Connor McQueen, and junior Patrick O'Quinn also listed. Quarterback coach Cliff Kingsbury was not giving any hints when talking to the media after practice on Saturday.
You've been with the retention among the quarterbacks from spring until now?
It's been good. They did a good job organizing 7-on-7 and really did that about 3 or 4 times a week. And so, they look sharp so far.
And how do you think they've responded to the fact that it's wide open competition?
Good, good. I think they all worked hard this summer and they're competing just like they did in the spring. So we'll keep going and find a starter.
Any one guy right now is taking control?
No, you know, it's just 2 days in without pads, but I think they've all come back and really moved the ball well and taken care of the football the first 2 days, so I'm excited.
What qualities are you looking for in a quarterback? What do they have to do to win the job in your mind?
You know, I think leadership's huge and intelligence is big. Got to be accurate in this offense. Got to get your playmakers and get us in the right place. So all three of those guys have that. And it's just going to be, you know, who kind of separates themselves in the next couple weeks.
The Aggies open the season 3 weeks from Thursday night in Shreveport against Louisiana Tech. Just one Aggie competing today at the Olympics. It's Demetrius Pinder, former Aggie sprinter, who will be going for a medal in the 400. Pinder finished second in his semifinal heat yesterday and will run in lane 8 today. That'll happen at about 3:30 our time. A&M can boast a medal from these games finally, and it is a gold one. Bria Larson swam the second leg of the 400 medley relay semifinals on Friday and will earn a medal, even though she was replaced by Rebecca Soni in the finals that won the gold medal on Saturday. What a weekend it was for the host Brits. They won 6 gold medals on Saturday and 2 more yesterday. One of them when Andy Murray beat Roger Federer in front of a packed crowd at Wimbledon in the tennis finals. Great Britain is now 3rd in total medals with 37 behind China's 61 and the USA's 60. In golds, China has 30, the U.S. 28, and GB has 16. Usain Bolt of Jamaica retained his world fastest human moniker yesterday with a gold medal in the 100. He ran a 9.63. It was a record night for the Brazos Valley Bombers at the Woodlands. 8 home runs led to a 22-1 win over the Strikers. Every starter for the Bombers got at least one hit. Jacob Bryce and Brendan Smith each got 3. Smith hit 2 of the 8 home runs. They scored 6 runs in the first inning, and the game was called on the mercy rule after 7. This is the final week of the regular season as the Bombers host the Alexandria Aces tonight at 7 o'clock. The Bombers still have a chance to make the playoffs, which will be next week. High school football starts practice today, at least those schools that did not hold spring drills. Locally, that means it starts for the new College Station Cougars and the Rudder Rangers, but Bryan and Consolidated will have to wait until next Monday. The season starts 3 weeks from Friday when Bryan hosts Waco Midway. Rudder travels to Elgin. Consol hosts Coppers Cove, and the College Station Cougars play their first ever football game on the road at Schulenburg. Kansas City's Eric Hosmer scored the game-winning run on a Texas throwing error in the 10th inning as the Royals beat the slumping Rangers 7-6. Texas drops to 13-15 since the start of July. Chipper Jones scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch in the 6th, and the Atlanta Braves beat the lowly Houston Astros 6-1 yesterday. Sad story here. Garrett Reed, the troubled 29-year-old son of Philadelphia Eagles coach Andy Reed, was found dead Sunday in a dorm room at the club's Lehigh University training camp, where he spends most of his summers with his father. Police said the death was not suspicious and the cause is under investigation. PGA champion Keegan Bradley salvaged a par from a plugged lie in a greenside bunker on the final hole to win the Bridgestone Invitational. Bradley rolled in a tournament-winning 15-foot par putt to beat Jim Furyk and Steve Stricker by a shot. Furyk had a double bogey on the last hole that cost him the tournament. And that's your look at sports at 7:56. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Amish Furniture for Generations is solid wood furniture, bench built by Amish craftsmen, giving you value that you won't find anyplace else, and that's the way it's been from day one. They are called Amish Furniture because they are Amish craftsmen doing the work, and Amish Furniture for Generations, because obviously it lasts for generations to come. Now, of course, you know, they moved out to Boonville Road, their temporary location on Boonville Road, just down the street from the Kroger. And you can still go in there, and that showroom's getting, by the way, they're getting a new showroom, and that's getting close to completion. But in the meantime, Stop out there, see the same beautifully detailed, handcrafted, solid wood pieces of furniture that, in fact, makes this furniture heirlooms from day one. And you can still receive 10% off any custom order. So stop by today and save at Amish Furniture for Generations in their temporary location on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. They've still got the same phone number. You can call Ken at 260-5050. Still got that maroon Amish truck out there, and you'll see it parked out front, so you'll know where they are. Stop in and see them. It's Amish Furniture for Generations in their temporary location right now on Boonville Road, down from Kroger.
When it comes to taking care of your vision, you want a name you can trust. I'm Chase Murphy, and when it comes to my eyes, the only name I've trusted for more than a decade is Texas Regional Eye Center. That's because Drs. Wuthrich, Perkins, and Riggs understand that your eyes are your window to your world, and they want to make sure your world is as clear as possible. Texas Regional Eye Center offers complete eye care, no matter what your needs. If you need glasses, Texas Regional Eye Center can handle the exam plus lenses and frames all in-house. They can take care of you with contact lenses or cataracts. You know, I'm a huge fan of LASIK eye surgery. My world has been crystal clear for a long time because of Texas Regional Eye Center and LASIK. They can do the same thing for you and even offer interest-free financing for up to 24 months. Texas Regional Eye Center is also the only local eye care facility offering everything you need for LASIK. Find out more about how Texas Regional Eye Center can help you. Call 774-0498, 774-0498, or log on to
1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Look for a high temperature today, about 100. Low tonight around 77. There'll be a 20 or 30% chance of rain all the way through the first 4 days of this week. Right now, we've got 77 degrees. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're trying to figure out why a man went on a killing spree at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin.
I don't sympathize. I empathize. I know what they're going through. I know that right now they're still probably in shock.
Cody Hickman would know. He survived last month's movie theater massacre in Colorado, and we now know this gunman's identity. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is here live.
Sources tell Fox the shooter's name is Wade Michael Page. He's 40 years old and a U.S. Army veteran. Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards says the shooter had only been in the area a short period of time.
We're going back 24, 48 hours, seeing what he may have been involved in, some of the things he may be doing to try and determine what his motive would have been for this shooting.
Page shot and killed six people and critically injured three others before police shot him to death. The FBI is treating the case as an act of domestic terrorism. Dave?
Courtney, arraignment today for John Wise in Ohio for shooting his wife Saturday night in an Akron hospital's intensive care unit. Police say it was a mercy killing attempt. Barbara Wise was declared brain dead last night. A storm ruined a NASCAR race in Pennsylvania. Fans told to take cover.
I didn't see nothing but a bang and a flash and people laying on the ground.
In the parking lot of the Pocono Raceway, one person died, nine others were hurt, one critically. Mitt Romney has a lot more money to spend after raking in a lot more campaign cash. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Yeah, Romney and the RNC raised more than $101 million in July. Second straight month, they've topped $100 million. As of now, the campaign is in the black with about $186 million in cash on hand. The Romney effort outraised the Obama reelection campaign in May and June. President's July results will be released soon. Dave, the president, will be fundraising today in Connecticut.
Rich, NASA is again trying to figure out if there was ever life on Mars. A new rover landed early this morning, already sending pictures back to Earth. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I usually talk to you about money and financing and mortgages here on WTAW every Sunday. Now I'll be able to talk to you as well on ABC 40 News at 10. Yes, I'm bringing all the great guests that I have on the radio to the 10 p.m. news so you can learn more about finances, real estate, and law from local professionals. You can also log on to abc40.com to see all of the interviews at once. We'll be adding new information and guests all the time. ABC 40 is also the home of my new TV show, Lifestyles Brazos Valley, where each and every week I show you a variety of homes for sale in every price range and neighborhood. We will also have shows about events and lifestyle topics from businesses right here in town. We want to be the show you turn to each and every Saturday from 11 to 12. So tape it, TiVo it, or watch it live, and you're going to see the Brazos Valley in a whole new way. Homes, landscaping, pools, special events, and interesting people. ABC 40, WTAW, and Debbie Davis. Learning about the Brazos Valley just got easier.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293, Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 76 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today, upper 90s for a high. We'll take a look at your weather forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A Bryan woman is dead in a bizarre accident on Highway 21 east of Bryan Sunday. 33-year-old Tracy Louise White was riding with her husband when a piece of angle iron came off another vehicle and went through the windshield of their pickup. White was hit and later died at St. Joseph Bryan. Her husband was not hurt. Authorities do not have a description of the other vehicle. The city of College Station will have another reduction in its workforce.
City Manager David Neely sent out a message to employees yesterday that alerted them that there are 10 positions that will not be funded in the FY 2013 budget.
The city's Jay Sokol says the net impact on people is not yet known because some employees will retire and others will transfer. A copy of the city manager's email plus the positions recommended for not being on next year's budget. You can find all of that on our website, WTAW.com. It's been nearly 2 years since a woman was kidnapped from the College Station Walmart and stabbed to death. The capital murder trial of the accused, 44-year-old Stanley Robertson, has been postponed indefinitely. Jury selection was scheduled to start September 10th, but a continuance was approved at the request of both of Robertson's defense attorneys due to health issues, among other things. One of the defenders has scheduled open heart surgery, and another is with his daughter, who's undergoing cancer treatment. It will mark the fourth trial setting in this case. Texas A&M and Prairie View A&M universities will share $100 million over the next 3 years to recruit more researchers. Chancellor John Sharp's proposal was approved by the Board of Regents at last week's meeting.
We have a lady that we hope to lure to Houston that is, you know, regrown a mouse's heart from tissue. All kinds of potential out there that we're hearing from different professors and department heads within A&M that we think with this amount of money we're going to be able to really take a bunch of outstanding, game-changing researchers away from other universities.
Committees appointed by Sharp and A&M President Bowen Lofton will decide who to recruit. All three of this November's Bryan City Council elections involve contested races. The latest filing involves the upcoming vacancy in single-member District 3. Greg Owens, who filed Friday, will face Steve Ramirez. Chuck Condola, who is vacating that seat following the election because he has moved, is running for the at-large position against former Mayor Lloyd Joyce. And in the 5th District, incumbent Art Hughes is being challenged by Craig Regan. The filing deadline is August 20th. Brazos County Health Department officials expected a human case of West Nile virus sooner rather than later. Dr. Charles Williams says the first was reported on Thursday.
That individual supposedly is doing well and is on the road to recovery. And really, remember, it's only those individuals that are tested for West Nile virus that we know are positive. If we have one person that we know is positive, and we know that a large number of people are asymptomatic with it, we know that within Brazos County, we most likely have a number of people that have West Nile virus. They're just not having a significant infection with it.
Despite the recent hot and dry conditions, Williams says the mosquito population continues to rise, as do the number of mosquitoes with the virus. A reminder of preventative measures is available on our website, WTAW.com. And getting a new vehicle means getting new license plates with a new design. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says the new black and white tags will resolve several problems with the old multicolored plates.
This design was just very high visibility, very clear and concise numbering. The numbers are larger. The numbering series is easier to read and remember. Instead of the letters and numbers being mixed together, it's letters then numbers.
Rose says you can replace your existing car tags with the new design for $7. The new plates for light trucks won't be available until later this year. We have a picture of the new plates on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 8:09, 76 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mary Maids. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax, it's done.
For about 8 years now, Chase and I have been proud to talk to you about Super Slow and to tell you the difference it's made in our lives. And now you know Scott's on board. And I know that over that time, many of you have called Ryan Womack and made that no-obligation appointment to find out about the no-nonsense 30-minute workout that gets you, as they say, in shape for life. Yeah, many of our listeners are now Super Slow customers. And if you're not yet, give them a call, 693-6100. And if it's not for you, fine. But if it is, it will change your life by simply making you feel better than you do now. Like we've said, it's intense, it's quick, it's an appointment like you make with your doctor. It's one-on-one weight training. Call and you'll get hooked up with Ryan or Mike or Nancy or Carol or John or Lori. Super Slow, minutes a week, in shape for life. Give them a call, 693-6100.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Satellite photos this morning showing some patchy cloudiness over our part of the state. That could lead to a little bit of thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Mixture of clouds and sun today with a chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 95 to 100. It'll become partly cloudy later tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, 75 to 80. And it's partly sunny, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm Wednesday, a high near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, yeah, that story about that lady who died from injuries in an accident, an angle iron coming off of a truck.
Wow.
It's truly frightening.
It is.
Well, I worked with a guy in Beaumont, and they were driving home on I-10, and a truck that was to their left, to their right, and ahead of them slightly, threw a brake shoe, went through the window and hit his wife in the face, and she rehabbed for about 2 years over that. And again, he said it happened so fast.
Yeah.
Didn't know what how it happened. I mean, just that quickly. It was only, and that truck pulled over, and they were able to figure out what happened. But, man.
Yeah, and just. Just to clarify, we don't know if the other driver even knew that they lost that.
Right, exactly.
There is no way to know. So we're not necessarily talking in the area of malice here or anything like that or negligence. But, certainly if the driver didn't know.
Yep.
If they didn't know, but it wasn't secured, I mean, there's any number of things you could talk about.
Absolutely. It's 8:12. Okay, well, I apologize. We haven't done a story about Florida in almost 2 hours.
No, I thought we did one last hour.
Was it last hour?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we haven't done one in the last 30 minutes. Woman led police on a car chase in northern Florida. Thank you. Saturday afternoon, she was driving topless on her way to surprise her boyfriend.
What?
35-year-old Mandy Ramsey.
35.
Mandy, standard spelling. We're mugshotting her.
I got a picture of her.
Yeah. Well, I can't see it. I'm not in the room with you.
We're in different rooms. Did you know that, Scott?
Mandy.
It's amazing.
R-A-M-S-E-Y, 35 years old.
I'm guessing this is it.
Yeah. Florida F2. She's driving.
That's her.
Yeah, there you go. See? Driving in a Ford F-250 pickup when a patrol car chased after, pulled her over.
The headline, topless Florida woman leads police on sexiest chase ever.
There you go. After seeing the patrol car in pursuit, the woman turned and continued down Northeast 10th Avenue, running a stop sign, eventually hitting an oak tree. The deputy lost Ramsey during the chase in the area, but soon found the car parked behind a mobile home with a passenger side mirror broke and an oak leaf. An oak tree leaf in it, I guess, in the car, maybe. I'm not sure. Deputies made contact with the vehicle's owner. That'd be Mandy's boyfriend, who said he hadn't driven his car in over two hours.
Well,
Mandy then admitted to deputies she didn't stop because she's driving topless and want to surprise her boyfriend.
Well, yeah, you don't want to stop because, you know.
Ramsey was placed under arrest for fleeing and eluding law enforcement and transported to Marion County Jail. Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, they gave her a shirt to put on, so she wasn't topless when they took the picture.
Well, she just dropped off her laundry. That was the only thing.
They're wearing orange and white there. Is that what the prison is?
It looks like an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah.
So I don't figure they'd let her take her mugshot topless if that's what you were hoping for.
Yeah. Well, no, I just didn't know. Yeah.
No, because that'd be evidence.
Yeah.
Well, she's got the evidence on her, if you know what I'm saying.
She does, yeah. She's carrying. All right.
Good grief, man.
8:50. Bill McGuire is here this morning. He says, I come in once one every other week for this. What? Huh? Well, what do you got for us today?
Well, that's kind of hard for me to follow.
Well, you never know.
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right. Very good.
Well, bro, small business tip this morning, turning warm leads into hot prospects.
Okay.
So the Direct Selling Education Foundation, otherwise known as the DESF, they say no matter what your business is, you need two things, a happy, loyal customer base and a steady stream of new prospects. So they've put out a free ebook with plenty of suggestions, Scott, called Business Owner's Roadmap to Success. And who doesn't need a map? Even Mandy down in Florida needed a map.
Yeah, really.
Get around that oak tree. Okay, so here are some of the tips that are relevant to any small business. Create a warm market list of everyone you can think of who might be interested in the products or services you are selling. Narrow it down to a most likely list of those who could purchase from you immediately. Invite your most likely to a small party. Yeah, probably don't want to tell them what it's about, but you know, it could be a barbecue or an open house. Don't try and sell them anything. Just make this about introducing your business to them and ask if you can set up a follow-up appointment. Make the follow-up appointments and keep narrowing down your list to the most supportive and interested potential customers. Offer excellent customer service consistently, especially to your loyal and repeat customers. And use social media to connect with people on your warm market list and to continue to build relationships. Scott, these are some of the laundry list here of tips. But for more information about the DSEF's free ebook, go to www.dsef.org or call the BBB if you can't write that down while you're driving, and I appreciate it. Call us at 260-2222 to avoid those oak trees.
All right.
We'll be happy to get that for you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. That's Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau on Newstalk 1620.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services, a six-county area, accepts Medicare and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Stocks appear headed for a higher start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stock market futures have been pointing higher all morning. The numbers suggest there's some upside momentum on Wall Street after Friday's impressive rally. Tyson Foods posted weaker than expected sales and earnings for the latest quarter. Demand for meat has been weak. There is a rescue plan for Knight Capital. The future of the brokerage was in doubt after it lost $440 million last week because of a software problem. Knight will be getting about $400 million from a group of investors that will keep the company in business, but the deal comes at a huge cost to Knight shareholders. Knight stock is lower pre-market. State lawmakers around the country have been more reluctant to tackle immigration issues this year. The National Conference of State Legislatures says the number of measures relating to immigrants was down 20% in the first 6 months of the year compared to the same period last year. Budget issues have taken priority this year. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Jay with Safe Light Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with Safe Light, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
August is a great time to head to your neighborhood half-price bookstore and sell your stockpile of summer reads for cash. Money in your pocket, another chance for others to enjoy your favorites, whether it's books, music, movies, comics, even games and gaming consoles. It's how half-price books has been doing business for 40 years, and it's why they have such a fantastic selection of used books as well as their amazing new books on any subject. Half Price Books is buying more than ever from book lovers like us every day. More than 750,000 books a week nationwide. They'll make you a cash offer, not credit, on everything you bring in. They don't pick and choose. They try to donate what they may not sell to organizations around the world. It's simple. Bring your stash to Half Price Books. They'll be happy to bring them in, they'll check them out, and you'll have your cash offer. So make room at your place by selling what you've already enjoyed at their place. Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Wynn.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they look to the individual family plan for maybe a lower premium with equal value.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
Virginia Tech social scientist Rajesh Bagchi was out diaper shopping when it occurred to him. Larger packages can make you feel like you're getting more for the money, but if you actually do the math, they're not always the best deal. So Bagchi decided to test how our perception of value differs depending on how package deals are presented. In one study, he and his colleague Derek Davis had volunteers choose between buying 70 MP3 songs for $29 versus paying $29 for 70 songs. Both deals are the same, but Bagchi says people were much more attracted to the deal when quantity was presented before price.
So you're not thinking about the cost, but you're thinking, you know what, 70 songs, that's a lot of songs for only $29. Suddenly that seems like a much better deal than if you had $29 for 70 songs.
He says to get the best deal, bring a calculator to the store. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Now you've read and heard about the enormous benefits of taking omega-3. From doctors, health professionals, and nutritionists, if something is this important in reducing the strain on our hearts and enabling better blood flow to the brain and relieving aches and pains, well, we'd probably just feel better and live longer if we took it. Joints simply work better and more efficiently, and it's been proven to help unclog arteries. Well, then you should also know that doctors recommend only pharmaceutical-grade omega, which is exactly what active omega is. It's absolutely the highest quality and purity. Pharmaceutical quality active omega is fully guaranteed. You must be satisfied or your money back. And there is one more benefit to active omega. It's the only one with that magic drop of lemon, so there's never any aftertaste. Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll free 800-465-4411. You know the name? You know the deeds and feats? Well, sort of. And you know how he died. The name Custer has stood for many things over the past 130 years. Some think of military genius. Some think of a murdering brute. You may also know that Custer was a battlefield hero in the Civil War. One particular action happened on April 3rd, a Monday. The Petersburg siege lines had been broken, and Lee's army was in retreat. Ulysses S. Grant was proceeding westward on a parallel course, and Phil Sheridan was sniping right at the heels of the retiring Confederates. In one skirmish at Namazine Church west of Petersburg, Custer flew in the face of the enemy fire to seize a rebel flag. Now, that act of bravery earned him his first Medal of Honor. At Salyers Creek, a bitter battle marked by ugly, individual hand-to-hand combat. Young Custer leaped his horse over the enemy's established front and was the first to enter and fight from inside the Confederate lines. Now, he had his horse shot out from under him, and he was severely wounded, yet he fought on. And that action resulted in his second Medal of Honor. Now, although wounded, he still attempted to return to battle, and his commander had to literally arrest him to keep him from going back. Yes, he was a battle hero, and I'll bet you remember that name from a few years later in a place called the Little Bighorn, where an army troop was trapped by a massive Native American force. His life ended there along with 100 other U.S. cavalry soldiers. So, have I told you anything that you didn't know? Civil War hero, medal winner, died at the Little Bighorn? Are you sure? Okay, then here's one more little thing. It's a little-known fact that he was arrested by his own commander in order to keep him from returning to battle when he was so severely wounded. The name of his commander? George Armstrong Custer. Yeah, confused? Well, you see, I haven't been talking about George Custer at all, but rather his brother Tom, who was also a Civil War hero, medal winner, and died with George at the Little Bighorn. Or one more thing. Not only did George and Tom die there, but so did Boston Custer, the youngest brother of the Custer family. See, they all died at the Little Bighorn.
If you drive a European car,
You don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Well, it's Monday, and that means it's the day for Heritage Highlights with Fran Lamb. Hi, I'm Tom Turpinville, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley. And here's another story of Brazos Valley history from Fran Lamb.
When Bryan was a village of less than 30 houses with a main street and a very sandy road where Texas ponies rode to and fro, even in that early day, there was evidence of a greater potential, though often invisible and unnoticed, leaning toward a greater development, which today marks Bryan as one of the progressive cities of Texas. When the splendid LaSalle Hotel was completed at the corner of South Main and West 27th in April of 1928, the story of that piece of land on which the new building stood became a story all to itself. The city of Bryan is located on League 10, granted to Stephen F. Austin by the Republic of Texas. Part of League 10 was set apart to William Joel Bryan and Mr. Austin's estate. In April of 1860, William Joel Bryan sold a part of League Number 10 to Grosbeck and Baker, trustees for the Houston and Texas Central Railroad. Upon this plat, the town of Bryan was located. The corner lot number 1, block 256, fronting 40 feet on Main Street, running back 100 feet to Bryan Avenue, where the LaSalle Hotel now stands, was deeded by Grosbeck and Baker to Wade C. Mosley, a prominent pioneer citizen. When Mr. Mosley died, his estate was administered by his nephew. The next transfer of the property was made when Judge John Henderson purchased it in 1871. Structures came and went on the property until the record show R.W. Howell purchased the property from owner W.E. Saunders. On November 18th of 1927, the same property was deeded to the LaSalle Properties Incorporated. Today, Bryan and all of Brazos County points with pride to the LaSalle Hotel. Handsome in structure and furnishings, the LaSalle is a triumphant gateway through which the city of Bryan shall pass into a new and greater life and growth, with new honors and new achievements still before her. And the story continues. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights, historical facts courtesy of the Bryan Eagle. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you again, Fran Lamb. Each and every Monday on Bravo Brazos Valley, it's Heritage Highlights, history of the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turpinville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 8:30, 77 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index well over 100. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art. Call 694-4157. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Next year's College Station city budget calls for 10 fewer employees. The city's Jay Sokol says city manager David Neely sent an email to city employees.
Some of those positions are currently vacant. Some are filled. Don't know exactly how it all shakes out because there will be some folks who transition into other positions, and there could be some retirement scenarios and rehire scenarios. So, but 10 of those positions that are in this budget will not be in the FY13 budget.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, and see the positions recommended for elimination, plus a copy of the city manager's email. Authorities describe it as a freak accident that killed a Bryan woman Sunday afternoon east of Wixon Valley. 33-year-old Tracy Louise White was riding with her husband in his pickup when a piece of angle iron flew off another vehicle and went through the windshield, killing White. Her husband was not injured. So far, no description is available of the other vehicle. For the third time, there's been a delay in the capital murder trial of a College Station man accused of kidnapping and stabbing the mother of his ex-girlfriend. Jury selection was scheduled to start September 10th in the trial of 44-year-old Stanley Robertson. A postponement was approved in part because of health issues facing Robertson's lawyers. One of the attorneys is dealing with a daughter who is undergoing cancer treatment. The other attorney is scheduled to have open heart surgery. A new date has not been set. Robertson was arrested nearly 2 years ago following the kidnapping in the College Station Walmart of Annie Tolliver. Her body was later found in Fort Worth. Brazos County has its first human case of West Nile virus. Dr. Charles Williams at the health department says the young adult is expected to recover. Meantime, more cases are expected as the mosquito population and the number of mosquitoes with the virus continues to rise.
We would hope that with the drier conditions that those areas of standing water would get smaller. But I guess the reality is that with water levels dropping, you don't get as much circulation. And so we actually have more stagnant pools of water, which is the prime breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Williams continues to promote prevention, remembering the four D's of draining standing water, staying indoors at dawn and dusk, proper dress, and using mosquito repellent containing DEET. Texas A&M System Board of Regents has approved the recruitment of additional researchers. Chancellor John Sharp says $100 million will be available over the next 3 years.
You're a great researcher at Stanford. We want you here. You've got $10 million of sponsored research behind you. We tell you, look, we'll give you $X thousand to come here as a bonus, and we'll build you a new lab to your specifications, whatever you want and stuff like that. Whoever is recruiting that person has got to be responsible, along with the sponsored research that they're bringing with them, to paying the ongoing costs. These are one-time fees for a three-year period of time to recruit them.
Sharp says he and A&M President Bowen Lofton will appoint committees that will screen recruitment targets. 2 weeks from today is the deadline to file for November's general election. There will be contested races in all three openings for the Bryan City Council. The latest filing is Greg Owens. He's seeking the upcoming vacancy in the 3rd District. Owens will be opposed by Steve Ramirez. The incumbent, Chuck Condola, has to give up the seat because he moved out of the district. He has instead filed for the council's at-large position, where he's opposed by former Mayor Lloyd Joyce. And in the 5th District, Craig Regan has filed against Art Hughes, who is seeking re-election. Complaints from motorists and law enforcement have led to a new Texas license plate. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says they're now available.
They've also included some interesting new security aspects on the plate so that law enforcement can spot an illegitimate plate much easier. There are two actual security threats that are holograms on the new plates.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to see a picture of the new design. If you want to replace the old multicolored tags, the cost is $7. Now, the plates are only available for cars right now. Rowe says the new tags for light trucks are expected to arrive later this year. WTAW News Time is 8:35, 77 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by The Face Place. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if you could correct wrinkles and sagging skin today while defending against a facelift tomorrow? As you age, your skin loses its natural elasticity, leaving you prone to wrinkles and deep frown lines. At The Face Place, Thermage treatments emit deep heat to tighten existing collagen and form new collagen. Thermage can not only tighten your aged skin, it can actually prevent loose skin from forming. And Thermage is exclusively provided at The Face Place. Visit FacePlaceMedSpa.com or call 255-GLOW for an appointment today. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karastan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karastan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down in generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Beautiful. It's time for our Brazos Valley weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Satellite photos this morning showing some patchy cloudiness over our part of the state. That could lead to a little bit of thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Mixture of clouds and sun today with a chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 95 to 100. It'll become partly cloudy later tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, 75 to 80. And it's partly sunny, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm Wednesday, a high near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is College Station Mayor Nancy Berry. Tom Turberville is leaving the area after spending about 25 years here. I want to invite the communities to a grand send-off, August 17th at Crystal Park Plaza, from 5 to 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
She'll be right there on the front row.
And there she will.
She says, I've imploded a building. Now I'm going to say goodbye to Tom Turberville.
Yeah, she's going to implode Tom.
Another, one more thing on the bucket list right there, taken care of.
That's right.
Don't have to worry about that. So in, let me see, our favorite state, that would be Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Burglary suspect tried to break into an apartment, it says here, using a blowtorch. It caused a small fire. Robert Sisson,
you think?
Yeah, a small fire.
Who was charged
only
with arson,
a small fire.
Yeah, as well as armed robbery, had to bail from his break-in job when he spotted somebody watching him, apparently exited through the parking lot, keyed somebody's vehicle just for good measure.
Well,
now, and again,
he wanted to throw a misdemeanor in there.
And yeah. I don't know, because there's no pictures, but, you know, a blowtorch and a cutting torch are two different things. I mean, mm-hmm. Acetylene torch is different. And, you know, blowtorch has been around for a long time. That would, I mean, a couple of hundred years. Because, you know, the idea is you needed a fuel source, and this was before aerosol cans. And they had a wider flame, you know, a much wider flame than a cutting torch. But don't know. Nonetheless, once again, another person from Florida making the news.
For all the wrong reasons, yes.
And the set of Behind the Candelabra, that is the movie about...
Oh, Liberace?
Liberace.
Liberace.
Michael Douglas, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
And Matt Damon. Matt Damon's going to play the boyfriend.
Something like that. Anyway, Mike Walker of the National Enquirer says, strange goings-on. Both Michael Douglas and Matt Damon have felt drafts of cold, damp air, smelled strong whiffs of men's cologne, and think the ghost of Liberace is lurking around. Apparently someone also caressed Michael's shoulder, and tightly secured lights have crashed for no reason. The biopic is based on the flamboyant showman's later years in life. So, there you go.
They're just trying to drum up publicity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think what happened is they looked at the script. They said, man,
this is going to be a dog. This
one really is not good.
We got to do something to make this one palatable.
Yeah, so we'll see what we can do. All right. Power tools and domestic disputes don't mix very well. 33-year-old Ginger Lynn Johnson of Oklahoma City.
Yeah, what she?
Allegedly lost it during her argument. According to officials, Ginger Lynn became angry and punched her boyfriend.
Oh, did she take a power drill to him?
Well, yes. Matter of fact, she did.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah, since you brought it up.
Oh, my God.
Since you brought it up. Oh. Ginger Lynn stabbed him in the stomach and back with a power drill.
Well, I was just guessing. Yeah,
was it on?
Don't know. Says she's headed to jail. No word on his condition. Alcohol played a part, apparently. Alcohol. Huh. I'm amazed. Played a part in
what
that.
What kind of bit did she use? Do you know?
I don't know what size it was.
Was it one of them wood drilling bits or a metal drilling bit?
Oh, man. If it was one of those, or, you know, like a masonry bit.
Yeah. Oh, woo! Yeah. Oh, man.
Anyway, it left a mark.
That would leave a mark.
Yeah. Yeah. So we know that.
I see. Here's the story from the Daily Oklahoman.
Oh, let's hear it. From the Daily Oklahoman. All right. Here we go.
Let's see. Well, we already know all that. A man told them he and his girlfriend, Ginger Lynn Johnson, age 33, got into an argument that escalated until she jumped on him and repeatedly punched him in the head and back.
Do we have stats?
I don't know.
How, is she a big old girl? I mean, do we know?
No, we've got a mugshot. She looks to be a pretty petite thing.
Really?
So she got the crazy eyes going, but, you know.
She went for the power drill.
As if you'd be surprised by that.
Yeah.
The man told police he pushed Johnson away and tried to leave, but she grabbed a cordless drill and stabbed him in the stomach and back.
Wow.
The man had bruises on his head, small punctures on his stomach and back. The woman left the home driving a PT Cruiser with a flat tire.
People from Florida moving all over the country.
No, nobody. It's Oklahoma, okay?
Okay, well,
all bets
right.
are off.
Yeah, they got
all
some
bets are
of
off.
That. They got some
it
of that.
It is Oklahoma.
True.
But speaking of Oklahoma, serious, I mean, is it still burning up?
Well, they
today?
Had some rain. They had
Did
rain.
They?
It's had a little rain over
oh,
the weekend.
Oh, well, yeah. Bless goodness gracious. That's great. I mean, golly, that's,
well, I mean,
that's horrible.
All right, I'm just going to say 1.2 million acres of Texas burned last year, okay?
Yeah,
1.2 million acres.
Right.
And just saying, it befalls a lot of people.
It does.
Kate Moss has apparently lured her hubby back back to the dark side of meat-eating world.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her husband, that'd be Jamie Hintz, told the London Evening Standard he was a vegan for 20 years. A vegan for 20? Years.
Wow.
All that changed while they were dating. He said,
have a ribeye, hon.
Nope. Thing that really tipped me over the edge when I first met Kate, started seeing her, walked into the kitchen. She's in her underwear making me a bacon sandwich. Just saying.
I just had some bacon. Anybody ever had bacon before? Good.
Yeah,
oh, my greasy lover, bacon.
Bacon.
It's the best. You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon.
You're darn right.
If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And bits of bacon. Bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community. Huh, you don't want this baked potato? Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in the salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon. I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! There is something dishonest, though, about putting bacon in a salad. It's kind of like smoking while you jog. I want the BLT, but I'll just get a salad with bacon and tomato. So you put it between two pieces of toast and stick a toothpick through it. It'd be great. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs with bacon. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your two strips of bacon. I want more. More bacon! Whenever I'm at a brunch buffet and they have that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, I was thinking, if I was here by myself.
Yeah. It's Jim Gaffigan. Anyway, Jamie said she didn't know I was a vegan, and I was like, well, all my principles are out the window. See, once again, bacon doing the job for you.
Was it the underwear or just really good bacon?
Well, may have been a combination.
Yeah.
Can't ever tell. Not sure. All right. Two new reality shows been announced by VH1 on the Hollywood Press Junket. We got your Grand River Singers Project. This will be about a choir of young adults. Wonder how that one will go. Black Ink, which will be about Harlem tattoo shops. And Miss You Much, which examines three new celebrities' lives each week.
Hmm.
Do we care about that?
Yeah.
While we're on the reality front, Alec Baldwin said he'd rather die than appear in a reality show with his brothers Daniel, William, and Stephen. Well,
that's what he said.
Oh, my. told the Total Film blog that he'd like to do a project with him, but he said, I just don't have a good script at all and never would have one. Never. Again, he's a bit of a pill.
Yeah.
A little tough to deal with.
And his brothers all showed up at the wedding and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Now he's bad-mouthing them.
So your average price of a movie ticket, your average price for a movie ticket, due to the inflation that's been caused by 3D and IMAX movies out there,
uh-huh,
which, of course, charge higher prices than your regular.
Yeah.
The average movie ticket price this past spring, $8.12, which is about 10 cents higher than it was 2 years ago. So if you're paying less than $8, you're paying below average. And I don't know what they cost here, like $6? I don't know.
Well,
what's a movie cost here?
Well, it depends on when you go.
It depends on your age.
Well, if you go to that. No, I mean, well, yeah.
When Tom goes at 10:45 in the morning, he pays like $1.50.
But don't you have to have plug in earphones so the volume will be louder? Okay, I can hear it now. Thanks.
Turn it down.
Yeah. So I don't know. So what? No, I mean, what is a if you're not old as dirt? You're not as old as Tom.
Old as dirt.
And
wow.
I think
the age is 60. Aren't you? Are you there? Not.
Well, I go.
Yeah, but you don't go to the movies. You ought to try it sometime.
I went a while back when after I was 60. I never asked.
You can get in for $350.
Really?
Yeah.
$350.
Yeah.
See, now it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
This became a good story.
Now the level of suckedness of the movie can be lowered. Oh, well, my standards are down because I only had to pay $350.
But if it's a bad movie, your time is still worth it.
Oh, I agree. No, believe me. Yeah. I've seen free movies.
and you still wanted your money back.
That's it. No, well, I said I could just watch it on demand or my DVR go, no, I don't think so. We're done.
I'm so glad it's summer.
Yeah, me too. No school. Let's have a no school show.
Nice.
Prize. Let's call it School's Out for Summer. Get a new F-150 from Team Ford starting at $19,988.
Nice prize.
Or you can get a new Ford Fiesta for $13,888, and we have 0% for 60 months.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TeamLanavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team Lanavasota, where you always get a nice price.
Come meet Meatball.
All right, it's that time of year. The heat is here, the dryness is here, and as a result, you're maybe getting some visitors that you don't want. Ants and roaches and fleas. And that, speaking of fleas, I mean, if your dog, your animal has fleas there outside, it means fleas are in your yard. Fleas will end up in your house. And there is, there's probably not a tougher thing to get rid of than fleas. And because, you know, they hop around and feed on you when they want to. And you think that you're free of these things, but you may not be. And that's why you need specialists. And that's what ABC does. ABC Home and Commercial Services are specialists when it comes to keeping those pests out of your home. Now, it could be also other things, spiders, scorpions, any of those, or, you know, the fur-bearing kind as well. It could be that you have some rodents in your house, under your house, in the attic of your house. You need to get rid of those, and you need to make sure that none of those pests return. And that's why Bobby Jenkins and his folks, who have been treating homes for over 60 years, know how to take care of it. They can get it treated regularly, too, as well. Give them a call at 361-0500, 361-0500. Let ABC come out, take care of your situation. By the way, also the outside of your house as far as your lawns, your shrubs, and your flower gardens are concerned, they'll help you there. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a barbecue Thursday, August 9th at 11:30 a.m. This event is for anyone looking to learn more about Waldenbrook Estates for themselves or loved ones. We will provide information about our community and the benefits and amenities of living at Waldenbrook Estates. This is a great time to ask questions and learn more about our community. Join us for our barbecue Thursday, August 9th at 11:30 a.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Young Atlanta woman needed surgery after she accidentally swallowed a butter knife.
Ooh.
Demonstrating to a friend that she had no gag reflex. Okay, there's the downside of that, that's for sure. A driver in Germany saw her car get crushed 2 seconds after she got out of it.
Oh, my.
Heidi Huber had just parked her VW at a parking lot in Germany's Black Forest when this ginormous boulder came tumbling down the cliff. She jumped to safety. The one-ton boulder demolished the vehicle. She was treated for minor injuries and shock. I can imagine. Yes. There you go. Lucky you. About 300 people showed up at Marilyn Monroe's gravesite on Sunday for the 50th anniversary of her death.
Mm-hmm. Was Joe DiMaggio there?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
No.
The hall at Westwood.
Nor was Arthur Miller or any of the Kennedys.
Yeah. The hall at Westwood Village. No. Memorial Park was too small to accommodate everybody, so they put a TV camera out there so everybody could see it, I guess. So. Seismologists tell us there's a ticking time bomb. There's a ticking time bomb out there. It's called Oregon. That's right. Yep. Oregon. We may be saying goodbye to Oregon.
Oh, no.
What will we do with Portland? They'll be out there all by themselves.
What about the Ducks?
Yeah. A 40% chance of getting hit by a major earthquake in the next half century, possibly as big as the one that hit Japan last year. Possibly. An ominous new report out of Oregon State University adds... An ominous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was an anonymous report.
That'd be pretty good.
An anonymous report. Sources tell us there's a 40% chance of a major earthquake hitting Oregon.
It's almost like a presidential candidate hasn't paid taxes in how long. Hello?
Hey, that girl in Germany, the one with the minor injuries in the car.
Yeah.
I think her minor injury was she probably had to have an underwearectomy because I'm sure her back's out and inhaled her underwear.
Yeah. Don't believe I've ever heard that phrase before.
That's a turn of a phrase.
Hello?
That Oregon situation sounds like something some federal money needs to be thrown at.
You know, you're right. That's probably right. We probably need, first of all, $1 billion just off the top.
A billion?
To get started on
research. A billion
research.
Won't even scratch the surface,
but that's,
Scott.
That's the research.
It needs 11 billion.
$11 billion.
Eventually, we'll get to that. They are telling us that this new report out of Oregon State University adds that shaking will likely go on for 3 to 5 minutes in a state where the seismic design standards are only 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
The bottom line is one expert said, Oregon is not ready. Well, I don't know.
Who could be ready?
I think you need to just move out.
Then the caller hit on something then, because now what they're going to do is they're going to take, you know, in Portland especially, and, you know, institutions of higher education, they're going to take this and run with it and say, we need federal dollars to bolster our buildings.
I think that's
bolster
true.
Bolster our schools.
Yes.
This is where your children are going to be, perhaps, when it happens.
Well, listen to how horrible this sounds. I mean, where it's going to happen. This is Oregon's offshore seismic fault. It's called the Cascadia Subduction Zone. I mean, that just sounds like it's going to swallow up small children that happen to even go by.
Well, but if you say it fast, it sounds like the Cascadia Subduction Zone.
Oh,
you know, good things can happen.
Yeah. Now, and they are saying this could in fact produce, it is capable of producing a megathrust quake.
A megathrust quake.
The last time that happened that they know of was 1700.
You say dance it? In the 60s.
Can you say that on the radio?
I don't know that you can. But it's Oregon, and it concerns me greatly. Hello.
Yeah, we'll just use a good federal search.
Oops, sorry.
Bulldozing the whole thing and then rebuilding.
Yeah, well, we could do that. We could just do that, a federal project to knock it all down. Yeah.
I thought as soon as he said federal, some sort of cell phone interrupter went off somewhere.
No. Cascadia Subduction Zone.
I still like Subduction Zone better.
And megathrusts. I like that. All right.
Yeah, I don't know if you should pair those two together. You know, so,
kind of tying into what one of the callers said just a minute ago. Look around your office today, your workplace, you know. Pick out a group of eight guys there. According to researchers, one of those eight wears their underwear 2 to 3 times before washing it.
Uh-huh.
Good gosh.
Happy Monday. The survey, get this. Conducted by Clorox.
Well, stop.
Guys, 18 to 29, wash their bed sheets around once a month? What? That's crazy.
They're not married.
Yeah. Golly. All right. There you go. That's, again, from the Clorox.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
This summer at Schlitterbahn Beach Water Park on South Padre Island. Enjoy a 15-acre tropical water park paradise filled with uphill water coasters, fun slides, a huge surfing wave, and an adventure river that floats you from ride to ride without ever having to get out of your tube. Sip a cool drink in a heated pool, relax in the shade under our giant palapas, and sample great seafood at the Shrimp Haas restaurant. Plus, at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. And you can even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So if you're sick of eating out the same places, maybe you should move to one of the cities in America with the most restaurants.
That'd be?
Using census data, they have tallied the list of quantity, not quality, relative to population. Okay, in other words, per capita. So here we go. Here are your 10 top cities as far as numbers of restaurants based on the population. Number 10 is Portland, Oregon, aforementioned. Number 9 is Boston. Number 8 is Providence. Number 7 is Orange County. Number 6 is San Jose. Number 5 is Seattle. 4 is New York. 3 is Long Island. 2 is Fairfield County, Connecticut. That's Stamford and Greenwich.
Mm-hmm.
And the number 1 city with the most restaurants, San Francisco. Of course, everything is so reasonably priced in San Francisco. I would think that, gosh, hon, you got an extra $40. Hey, let's go to McDonald's. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah,
okay. When you said per capita, I thought it would be smaller towns like college towns when you were saying per capita.
Now, if you talk about combination Mexican restaurant and nail joints, then we go, never mind. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The album.
That was highly insensitive.
Was it?
That was highly insensitive.
Sorry. 1965, the album Help by the Beatles was released.
Mm, I Need Somebody.
And in 1998, Monica spent 8.5 hours testifying before a grand jury.
Well, like, he was the president.
Yeah,
like,
so there. Yeah. Okay. All right, you got a minute.
Batman. Batman continues its reign over the box office, and Scott still hadn't seen it.
No,
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Me neither. Number one in the nation for the third weekend in a row. It took in $36.3 million this past weekend, bringing its total to $355 million.
Wow.
There you go. Total Recall, it debuted at number 2, and number 3 was the comedy